Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Welcome, everybody, to the show, you dig. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. And once again, like I always do about this time, I'm reloaded! Welcome, everybody, to the show. Wait a second. Drums. Here we go. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. I want to welcome everybody. Thanks for tuning in. What's up, everybody, listening to me via the podcast? What's up, everybody, listening to me on www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Thanks. Shout out to everybody that's on the phone lines already. At 347-934-0966. Episode 177. Party Girls. Woo! And I'm gonna get into that. Now, I love me a party girl. Don't get me wrong. I don't like chicks who don't party at all, actually. If you kind of I don't want to say lame just because you don't get wasted. Chocolate wasted. White girl wasted. Whatever wasted you want to call it. In the end, it always leads to the same thing. Pretty much leads to the same thing. So, that being said, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight on K1's Internet Radio. But before we move on, let me go ahead and run it down. K100 Radio, we are a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment, you dig? We do music around these parts. In case you didn't know, I'm your host. My name is Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in the show once again. Follow me at Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum. At Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M. All right? Chainless Entertainment is a multimedia conglomerate. We do videography. We got an independent record label, studio. Also, K100 Internet Radio, and soon to be relaunched again later this year, early next year, Crossfade Magazine. A lot of y'all missed that era, but we're bringing that back, all right? So we're going to be doing some big things coming up. The Cinema Me, the album, is coming out by Blizzum. Way, 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 way sooner than people think. Uh-huh. But back to K100 Internet Radio. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. Facebook.com/K100 Radio, myspace.com/K100 Radio. All right, you can catch us there, MySpace and Facebook. Like our page, become our friend. Do it now. We're on iTunes in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. If you can't catch the show Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, which is when we air live, you can catch this episode and any other episode of K100 Internet Radio via the website, which is once again www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, or you can catch me in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. They both sound the exact same way, all right? It's just a replay in just case you can't catch the show, once again, which airs live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 7 to 9 Central, all right? So, go ahead and check us out on the iTunes. If you got like an iPod or something that uses that, all you got to do is plug your device up into your computer, launch the iTunes software. When you subscribe to the podcast, which is totally free, doesn't cost you a dime, it automatically updates your phone nice and neat, puts it in a nice little podcast playlist for K100, all organized and stuff. You don't got to worry about dragging it somewhere and then burning it to a CD or anything like that. If you got an iPod, if you use iTunes, trust me, that's the best way to catch past episodes or episodes that you want to catch in the future of K100 Internet Radio if you can't catch us live while we're streaming across the internet or on the phone lines, all right? So go ahead and check that out, man. It's like really, really, really easy way to catch the shows. I do it myself. That's I don't even go to my own show site. Like I tell everybody, I got two or three iPods floating around here. And so I got, like, you know, all of, you know, the episodes of K100 on all of them. And I want to take them on the go, plug them into my iPod player in the car or whatever so I can listen to them on the go and whatnot and what have you. And all I got to do is just plug the computer up and hit sync. And it does all the work for me, all right? So go ahead and do that, man. iTunes Store podcast section. Just type in K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger, that is us. All right? That's us. All right. What else? Oh, yeah. Artist. If you're an artist and you know someone that's an artist, you say you're a manager, you're a label, a producer, it doesn't matter. Especially producers, you slipping. Send me your tracks in the K100 Radio. I can run it in the background. Sometimes people ask me, I love the beat that you be playing in the background. Sometimes people are like, who is that? It's another way to market yourself as a producer. If you don't got some tracks, you know, with no vocals on it, send those in to me. But if you got a song done, you got your music ready to go, you're trying to get it out there, you want to get exposed to an audience, a worldwide audience, because trust me, I got people calling this show from all over the country, and I've had some overseas people check me out. People in Canada like me. People in Canada like me. They don't ever talk, though. They just hit me up and be like your show. I don't know. Maybe because they got an accent or something. I don't know. But people in Canada listen to K100. But people all over the country, mainly. All right? We got listeners from everywhere. Philly, New York, Atlanta, Florida, Houston, New Orleans, California. I've got people from everywhere listening to the show. So it's a worldwide audience. That's one of the benefits of internet radio. It's not as popular. It doesn't have as many local listeners as your FM dial, but we reach farther. We reach across the globe at www. Okay, World Wide Web. So send me your music to k100radio@gmail.com. That's the email address for the show. Once again, k100radio@gmail.com. That's the official email address for K100 Radio. If you have any feedback about the show, also you can email me at that address, which is once again k100radio@gmail.com. Blizzard, I love your show. Blizzard, your show sucks. But artists, mainly, I want you guys to send me your music. But just make sure you send me some good music. Been getting some bullshit lately, and I ain't been able to run with it. Now I only spend independent artists. I don't spend the big names because the big names are not showing love to me. So, fuck them. Once I start getting some sponsorship going and they start inviting me out to some events and start, you know, hollering at me, shouting me out, you know what I'm saying, making some moves with a nigga, well, until then, fuck them. They already eat. So, since I'm an independent artist and I run an independent label, I'm going to show love to the independent artists. But your music has to be good. I'm not going to waste my airtime or my listening audience time with some fucking whack-ass music. It's just not happening. So just because I'm not on your local FM station, don't think that I'm just going to accept subpar shit. Just because I play independent music don't mean I play subpar music. All right? Remember that. Okay? You guys remember that. Moving right along, you dig? Episode 177. I go through that rundown and that spiel every time just because I may have a new listener, somebody never heard the show before, whatnot or what have you. But we're talking about Party Girls! Woo! Yeah! Love them! It always seems the one thing, you know. It always comes back to that. Yep. Pretty much. I'm going to have some fun with the ladies tonight. Ladies, you're going to have to keep it 100 with yourselves tonight. You're going to have to keep it 100 with me. I only got one rule on the show. What is it, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah. Just keep it 100. Tonight is not the night for you to hold your tongue or not say something because you're a lady. Or at least you think you are. What have you. All right? We're going to be real. Ladies, you got some issues. And I'm not trying to badger you tonight. This is not a bash the ladies night tonight, okay? Because I love party girls. Woo! Love them! Love party girls. They're so much fun. And the night always ends good with party girls. But the thing about it is, it's deeper than that, okay? You women are starting to get wasted more. When I say wasted, I mean white girl wasted, chocolate wasted, whatever kind of wasted you want to call it. You're partying up. This didn't used to be indicative of the female species, but we'll get into that. We'll talk about what's going on. Maybe y'all under a lot of stress. Some of these niggas are going to jail, locked up, leaving you here with 2-3 babies and shit. You need a drink. You need a smoke. You need some pills. I dig it. I'm not even judging tonight. I'm really not. I'm just stating the facts. Statistically, this is what I see. So, I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show for episode 177, and then we're going to jump to the phone line. Once again, the number to dial into the show is 347-934-0966. All right, here I go. Episode 177, and I'm reading now. I do this every episode. Every episode has a monologue and a synopsis. You can check them out on the page. I notice more and more women that like to get wasted and party nowadays. More than ever before. I know we have had some sort of like women's liberation thing going on for what seems like fucking forever. Really, ladies, you can give it up. You guys are free now. You guys are about as equal as you're going to get. You're making all the money and shit. You got all kind of rights and shit. You guys are good. What? Somebody, okay, so a guy makes a little bit more money than you every now and again. What? He still wants to hold the door open for you, don't you? Shit. Just not going to be all the way equal. Give it a rest. Anyway, but now, they want to party like fucking rock stars too. Yeah, the women want to party like the dudes now. The women get wasted in public. The women get fucked up. The women popping the pills. The women got the weed on deck, shouted, perp, ready to go. Kick them a bottle of that goose. Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with having fun, you dig. Nothing wrong with you ladies having fun. But it seems like the chicks are doing it a little bit too big. Now, I know. I'm going to have all these women hitting the fucking number one saying, shit, niggas can do it. Why we K2? We've been through this on K100. Because you piss sitting down and I piss standing up, you can't do everything I fucking do. I don't know how many times I got to tell y'all that. But it's a whole other show. We specifically talking about y'all partying like fucking rock stars, ladies. Y'all are getting fucked up in the club. Y'all are getting wasted. Y'all rolling up the blunts. Y'all got the pills. Y'all doing it. Is that a good thing? I think not. Somebody got to be the goddamn rational species. And it ain't going to be us. We got the dicks. It's not happening. It's not going to be us. Somebody's got to be the responsible motherfucker. The hell wrong with y'all? Okay, I'll keep reading. I don't know if it's because more of them have jobs and are single, so they don't have to quote-unquote answer to a man. But the trend is pretty fucking alarming. CNN did a poll about it. CNN did a study about it. And they were talking about how more and more women are becoming drug addicts, are drinking heavier and more often frequently socially, you know what I'm saying, in whatever setting, and also alone at home. The numbers are way, way, way up. So I'm trying to dig into what really it is. Why are the women getting fucked up? Why are the women getting white girl chocolate wasted? I don't know. But I'm going to find out tonight on K100 if you kill me. Now, like I said, you know, y'all don't have to answer to a man or nothing, you know. So it's nothing to see a chick shit-faced in public. You know what I'm saying? Whereas before, it was kind of taboo. So now the question is why? Once again, why are the women getting wasted so much more frequently now? What is the issue, all right? We ain't talking about becoming crackheads. We're talking about, you know, a whole lot of happy hours and goddamn dime bags. All right? Even though in the CNN study they did, it was like more women are actually using hard drugs. But they say it's tripled in the past generation of women that drink in public. And, of course, things are more socially acceptable, but that's just one generation. All right, people, women, y'all been free since what? When was the women's lib movement? The 70s, power to the women. When y'all start, you know, in the 80s and stuff, y'all start getting the jobs. And in the 90s, y'all been goddamn going ham. Y'all been getting free dick passes and everything. Y'all been accused of being hoes, all kind of shit. And now y'all doing all the motherfucking dope. Gotta find out what the problem is, party girls. All right, like I said, it could be that they're more stressed. Because a lot of them are playing dual roles and they're a single parent, meaning the father is not around and he ain't with you, all right? Once again, a single parent means the father is not around, not that he ain't with you. Just because he's not with your ass don't make you a single parent if he's still in the child's life. About sick of you motherfuckers saying that shit. You a single parent, how? The goddamn baby with his motherfucking daddy every weekend and he paying child support. Shut the fuck up. You ain't no damn single parent. He just don't live with you. Anyway, that's a whole nother show right there. I get distracted, but I just have to say certain things. I can't let it ride. I can't let it ride. I can't. But this is not about bashing women. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to get down to what's really going on. All right? Even in the social networking realm, you guys seem to be tweeting more and posting more in Facebook about that hump day after work cocktail, about how wasted you got with your homegirls in the club, how wasted you're going to get when you get off tonight or when you go out tonight. I'm seeing it with my own eyes, so I'm not making this up. And plus, CNN did a poll about it. All right? So, who knows? But here are the questions. Here are the questions. Do you think women are getting wasted more these days? And if so, why do you think they are? Ashley says you guys are getting wasted more in between the ages of 21 to 28 than men. You guys are going to Alcoholics Anonymous and all kinds of shit. What the fuck is going on with the women? It didn't decipher between black and white women, but I mean the only difference is goddamn the black women probably is gonna goddamn drink cheaper liquor. I don't know. But you women are getting fucked up. Question number two. Do you think it's unladylike for a woman to get fucked up in public? Do you think that's unladylike? And if that's unladylike, a lot of you motherfuckers are not ladies on my phone line. Don't start with me tonight. It's called K100. Keep it fucking 100. I know some of you motherfuckers. Don't start with me. Question number three. If you like to get wasted, should you really try to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't like it? Here we go, ladies. That means if you like to get fucked up, if you like to smoke weed, if you like to pop pills, if you like to drink and shit, should you even consider a relationship with a motherfucker who don't like to do none of that? Shouldn't you stick to fucking with a nigga who like to get fucked up? I mean, y'all really incompatible, I don't think. I don't get it. Why if you like to get fucked up, would you want to get with a dude who does not like to drink or smoke? Doesn't make any sense to me. It can work out, but I mean, why? What's the point? You want to get fucked? Who wants to come home and get fucked up, and then the guy's like, you're always fucking drinking? No, you don't. You be like, nigga, roll the motherfucking blunt. Here, I got a sack. Let's get it. Question number four. Can you handle yourself when you get wasted if you're a female? And how do you change? What does the liquor do for you, ladies? I want to know what the liquor does for you, ladies. And if you're on the line, fellas, tell me. What do you notice that the liquor does to him? Does it make him want to fuck? Does it make him get violent? Yeah! I don't know. But I know they're getting to it, shawty. Let's get it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. First up, Shay, who happens to be a lush. Thank you for the show.
Hello. How you doing?
The white girl wasted. She could possibly be drunk at this very moment.
I am.
And here we go. And there you have it. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
First all day in 6 days. I have to. It goes. It's like breakfast. I mean, as soon as I get an off day, I have to get a drink.
Now I don't even have to go into. Whether or not I'm right, because she just proved my point. Feel what I'm saying? I don't have to go into whether or not I'm right about what I'm saying, because Shay just proved my point. She called the show drunk on liquor right now. It's like 7 o'clock where she's at. It's not even fucking dark damn near.
It's okay. You
gotta
say all that.
Listen, party girl. I'm good with you. I got no beef with you, party girl. You know why? Because y'all like to fuck. On top of drinking. That's why I got no problem with the party girls. Okay? Party girls are my friends. I love party girls. Because one thing about it, they will get wasted, but they will get their fuck on. With no issues. So I'm not against the party girls. I just want to know what makes you kick tonight. I'm trying to find out what makes you kick tonight on K100 Internet Radio. All right?
People have been trying to figure that out for years. Y'all will never figure it out.
Okay. So here go the questions. All right? Question number one. Do you think that women are getting wasted more these days? And if so, Shay, why do you think women are getting wasted more these days? Why do you get fucked up?
You know, I really don't think we're getting wasted more. I think that we are just more open with it. I think we're just not hiding it.
So why are y'all so open with it now? Whatever you want to say, the CNN poll, whether you, maybe, yeah, back in the day when moms had the box wine and the shit, she used to get fucked up and sit at home and fight hubby when he gets off from work. Yeah, but now y'all are out in the open with it. But be that as it may, yeah. Either A, y'all are more, either the poll is right and says more y'all are getting wasted, which is what I believe, or either B, y'all are doing it more in public now. Whatever the reason.
I think it's just that women are doing it more in public now because we are making it more socially acceptable. It's not just like, you know, you don't have to be Little Miss Pris Lady. Oh, just sip your wine, you know, behind closed doors. You can go out and party, have a good time. People can see you partying and have a good time. And you got to be ashamed of it.
I'm talking about getting wasted. Wasted.
Yeah, I'm talking about
I've been getting wasted
for the longest.
I know. Y'all be getting fucked up, drunk. Like in the club, drunk. I don't necessarily mean slobbering, falling. Even though I see some of y'all have y'all homegirls had to hold y'all motherfucking hell back on the way out the club. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
Y'all getting fucked. A lot of y'all are getting fucked up to the point where y'all gotta get helped out the club. Way more than when I was, you know, maybe in my early 20s. You feel me? And the thing about it is, it's like women that's like 30-something sometimes, or maybe late 20s. But even still...
You know what? By the time we get that age, though, inhibitions really go out the window. When you're younger, it's like, I mean, because, well, let's just be honest. Most of us start drinking underage, so you have to kind of conceal it because it's not even legal for you to drink. And then as you get a little older, you know, you're still not quite so open to just drink like you want to drink. But by the time you mature, I'm going to say 25-plus, you know, you like, okay, fuck it. I done worked hard all week. I done did this, that, and the other. I'm going to get my drink on. Whatever happened, happened. And that's
is it
because
you're stressed out? Is it stress? Are you stressed out? 817, I'm going to come to
it
you.
Is,
don't listen.
It is a stress reliever. It just feels good. I mean, it feels good to have that buzz, that high. And then, you know, like I said, then you can go back to doing what you do again on Monday morning or whatever.
It feels good to have that buzz and that high. You sound like an apple. I'm just saying.
I'm just keeping it 100.
I think a lot of women are alcoholics and they are in denial of it. As actually,
too. Alcoholics.
I was watching the study. It's a lot of women don't even realize that they are alcoholics, more so than men. And the thing about it is, people don't seek out. They were saying they don't suggest that the women get help more often than the men because it's like. When you see a guy always drunk, it's like, oh, he's an alcoholic. When you see a girl doing it, it's like, she's a party girl. You feel me? She just like to have a good time. But some of you motherfuckers are luscious. Straight the fuck up. Y'all are fucking alcoholic. Now, okay, well, I'm going to get to the next question. But your reason why is what? Because you just feel like y'all can now? Is it women?
Yeah,
is it the women?
Because we can. I mean, as you know, the age bracket that you described, you know, by the time you get that age, you're just really in touch with yourself, and you're just really free. I mean, you don't worry about high, and you don't worry about being inhibited. You're like, if you want to drink, you want to drink. If you want to drink four or five drinks, you drink four or five drinks because you know you can handle yourself later.
You know what? I think this is the same train of thought that make y'all think y'all can fuck who y'all want, when y'all want, how many dicks y'all want, and not be called home, which is, of course, fucking ludicrous. All right, next question, Shay. Question number two. Do you think it is unladylike for a woman to get shit faced in public?
It depends on who's calling.
Keep in mind, shit in public.
Huh?
Keep in mind, you get shit faced in public. So, once again.
I know. I was going to say, it depends on who's calling it because I'm not going to say I'm a lady 7 days a week. I would never say that because I know there are a couple of days I am like very much the opposite of a lady. But it depends on who's calling it. I wouldn't say it's, you know, unfavorable. It just. If you're not out drinking too, and if you're not out getting wasted too, you might see it as a little bit of a problem, or you might see it as not quite as cute. But if you're drinking and you're drunk too, then everybody's happy.
But the thing about it is, everybody in there is not. So if I'm a guy, which leads me to question number three, because you say it depends on who's calling it. It depends on if I'm drinking or not. So question number three is, if you like to get wasted, if you like to pop pills, smoke weed, I'm not just talking about drinking, ladies. Hold on. Let me make one thing fucking clear. In the study that CNN did, it wasn't just talking about alcohol. Every category of drug has almost tripled in the last generation that women do, including the hard drugs like cocaine, and now we're talking about weed and pills, too. The motherfucking girls keep the motherfucking pills. The girls are the best pills. Straight the fuck up. If you pop pills, if you pop E or Xannies or whatever the fuck you do, them motherfucking bras got them on deck, nigga. All day, every day. A bra keep a pill game up. Period.
I get a test.
Nigga, straight up, nigga, 100. Bro, I keep a pill game up. Y'all pop more, way more pills than niggas do. Y'all on them. Straight up. Now, anybody, I know, I ain't got to talk about it because I know about it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, for real. I know for a fact the girls keep the pill game on deck. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to keep them some pills. So, it's not just drinking. But back to question number three. I just want to make sure I make that clear for the show. But back to question number three. If you like to get wasted, should you really be in a relationship with someone who doesn't like to get wasted? Would you talk to a guy who don't drink shit?
I can't talk to somebody who don't drink. I can talk to them just for a few minutes, but once you discover they don't drink, we can't, like, talk seriously because at some point there's going to be a conflict because I dated a guy who didn't drink, and I tried real, 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 real hard not to drink at home, not to drink, you know, around. But, when you used to drinking like it's a soda, you can't do that. It's going to cause a conflict, especially if you, like, into a few other things. Yeah, that's not going to work. Because you might want to just come home and just chill and be like, oh, how was your day? And just light up a blunt or something.
Right.
And, you know, they up there talking about, oh, don't, why you got to do that in the house? Don't smoke.
And you know what? And see, the thing about it is, this is the crazy part about it. And all the women, I got all these women on the line raising their hand. The thing about it is, you say that, but then you'll turn around and I've heard you say, where are the quote unquote good men? Where are the stable guys with the jaws and blah blah? Those guys might not fucking be alcoholics.
But you know what though? They don't have to be
squares.
Potential
suitors who might be good guys or whatever because they don't drink.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you like this: if they don't drink, they hang around me long enough, something's gonna rub off. So I'm probably gonna end up corrupting them a little bit.
Is that what you want to? You really? Okay. I don't know what to
say. I'm just saying. If they want to be in my company, then they're gonna have to loosen up a little bit because I can't get down with the sip.
You don't have to be. I know a lot of people who don't drink who are the life of the party. I got a friend now. He's always the life of the party. He doesn't even drink.
But are you dating him? Okay, then that's my point.
That's what we're talking about. You just made it seem as though he's gonna be a tightwad if he doesn't fucking drink.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, for me, I mean, because the way I like to drink, I don't have to drink like heavily every day. But you know, if I decide to pull up a glass of wine with my lunch, I don't want to hear somebody, why you got to be drinking with that? Why can't you have some juice? I don't want to hear that. I want to drink. I mean, if you want to have your beer while you sit and watch the game, I'm not gonna say nothing new about you having your beer.
Because you're a fucking alcoholic. You don't care. But you care.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter to you.
Light meshes with light, you know. It's like, you know, if I want to have if I want to have a party and get a little wild or something, hey, y'all, let's press into this or whatever.
Okay.
If you were like totally opposed to it, we can't be cool. All
right. So, last question, number four. Can you handle yourself when you get wasted, Shay? How do you change when you become the party girl? What do you do?
I get horny, so I try to only be around like people that I know really close. So that way, nothing bad will happen to me. Yeah,
like
I try not to get wasted like in public. Like if I'm just going out like to a club or something like that, I make a point at like not trying to get wasted like that. I'll get wasted like at private gatherings. I'm like hanging out with like a group of people that I know real close or whatever. Then you know I'll go ahead and drink a little extra or whatever, or be at the house drink a little extra. But I try not to drink more than a certain amount when I'm out in public. Just because I know the effects the alcohol has.
Yeah, makes you want to. Jeez, ladies, it's going to be a long night for y'all. But at the end of the day, Shay did keep it 100. She did keep it 100. I like the answer she gave. I think they were honest and frank. All right?
It might be the Machado talking.
Hey, you know what? The liquor. One thing about the liquor is going to tell me the motherfucking truth. Matter of fact, I want all y'all ladies to go ahead and get y'all a drink. Go ahead and get y'all a drink before I even come to your line. 347-934-0960. Before I even come to your line, take you by 2-3 shots. I want the truth out you motherfuckers tonight. I don't want no politically correct because I'm a woman shit. I want the motherfucking truth. 817, you up next. Stay on the line, Shay. 817.
Hey, Blizzum, how you doing? What's
going on?
Good. This is Carrie. Can I make an announcement on your show?
Oh, by all means, this is Carrie from Center Stage. Carrie also has a blog talk radio show. But yeah, go ahead, Carrie.
We need your help, basically, and your audience's help. I don't know if you've seen what I've been posting on Facebook about Bobby Yates, the one that they're trying to railroad down in Paris, Texas.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Okay, he's on the line with me. Bobby, we need people to sign his petition. I mean, this guy is really going through. He went to court today. His attorney wants to fire him. He wants to fire his attorney. And basically, they're trying to take him to trial. I mean, and so he has like 30 days to make something happen. And we've been trying to crisscross the whole blog talk circuit, getting the information out there about what Bobby's going through.
Briefly, and I really briefly, tell the people on the line before my callers tell them real quick what's going on with Bobby Yates.
Okay, this is what happened with Bobby. 3 years ago, check this out, 3 years ago, he's asleep at 1:30 in the morning, banging and knocking on his door. He wakes up, realizes it's one of his neighbors. She's a 16-year-old white girl. Bobby's black. Anyway, so what happens is she's begging Bobby to let her in because it's raining outside, and she says she's locked outdoors. Okay, so Bobby, being the good person he is, lets her in. Okay, well, let me give you a little information about Bobby. Bobby is handicapped because Bobby has been his legs are cut off below the waist. Okay, and so Bobby has, due to a hunting accident years ago, 20 years ago. Anyway, after they cut off his legs, an infection set in 7 years later, which caused them to have to cut off even higher. So basically, below the navel, they've had to remove everything. Let's just say that. Okay, so this young lady comes in. Her and these two guys, and they supposedly need refuge because it's raining outside. They can't get.
Wait, he's castrated?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I got that clear. Okay,
make that clear. So basically, they come in, so about 20-year-old white guys and a 16-year-old white girl. Anyway, basically, they're setting Bobby up, but he doesn't know it. So they asked Bobby if Bobby could make these brownies because they're hungry. I told Bobby at 2 o'clock in the morning, I wouldn't have done it, but he did. Anyway, he goes in the kitchen to make the brownies, and the white girl comes in there and says to Bobby, have you ever been with a white woman? And Bobby's like, well, why are you talking to me like that? Your two white friends or your two friends are in the living room. She says, oh, don't worry about them. They're asleep. Well, this is one of those apartments where you can see the kitchen from the living room and the living room from the kitchen. Anyway, so then she tells Bobby, have you ever touched a white girl down there? Anyway, Bobby says, you know, I don't know where you're going with this, in essence, and she grabs his hand, puts it there. Well, she's wearing a pair of pants with no panties on, and the crotch is cut out. Long story short, after that she tells Bobby she wants $20. Bobby says, I don't have any money. That's where the nightmare began. Then she goes in the living room and tells the white guys that Bobby has sexually assaulted her. Well, then they come in and start telling Bobby that they're going to beat his ass and threatening him. Had the white girl hit him because they said if they had hit him, they would have went to jail. But because she's 16, they felt like it was okay for her to hit a 40-something-year-old man. Anyway, from about 2 o'clock in the morning all the way until 6 o'clock that morning, they tortured Bobby. I mean, they threatened to kill him. I mean, they had the white girl beat him up, and then they held him hostage because anytime you're in your house and they won't let you go, you're held hostage. Well, anyway, Bobby eventually is able to call 911, and they take the phone from him. So the 911 operator calls back. Bobby is screaming, please help me. These people are holding me against my will, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the police get there, blame it all on Bobby. The white people never get charged with anything, and Bobby gets all the charges. So Bobby gets charged with aggravated sexual assault. And then he gets charged 3 years later, 3 years later, Blizzom. This year, this week, they added a charge of the attempted aggravated assault. Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Now, who adds a charge like that 3 years later?
What was the weapon?
The knife. If somebody's in your house and he
you didn't say anything about the knife at first.
He never threatened them. He basically put the knife under his pillow in the attempt to, if anything really got out of control, maybe he could defend himself. But he knew better than to pull the knife and have three people there to take it from him, force it away from him. So they charged him with that.
Okay. So, Karen, let me ask you this real quick. Okay. Now, you got to show it up because my listeners are on the line still.
Okay.
And we're talking about something totally different. But. Real quick, what is it that you need the K100 people to do if that's on the phone? Because no one's hung up yet. I still got about 20 people on the line. They're being patient with you. They're listening to this story. It sounds fucking unbelievable. If I have to just frankly say it. I don't even know how the story sounds a little bit crazy. You know what I'm saying? But it does sound sounds funny. Sounds like Bobby might have got set up or anything like that. It does sound crazy. But what do you need the K100 people to do?
Okay, I need them to go to change.org and sign the petition for Bobby Yates. Okay,
change.
And then I need them to call the Lamar County District Attorney's Office and ask for justice for Bobby Yates. The number to call is 903-737-2458.
One
again,
more time.
The number is 903-737-2458.
Okay,
thanks, Blizzom.
All right, no problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, look, I have no problem with Carrie doing that, because Carrie asked me, could she do it? I just know she was going to do it in the middle of a show where I was talking about partying. But, Carrie, you my dog. I'm going to give you that. Please do that. Change.org. Sign the Bobby Yates petition. Sounds like the dude is getting railroaded. He has some mental physical bit. Texas is, look, Texas got a lot of bullshit going on out there. It's like 3 or 4 cases with the police beating the shit out of a black guy. Texas got some really racial shit going on out there. So if you can, go to change.org, look up under the Bobby Yates petition, do that for the brother, all right? For K100, we all about the community service and the community help. And right now, we finna help these drunk-ass motherfucking sisters on the phone. So, Keisha F., what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? Hey.
Oh, come on, sorry, ladies. No problem. I had to let Carrie go ahead and do that real quick. She told me
that's enough.
I didn't know how to do it, but okay, we're back. Episode one. Hello?
Hello. Hey.
Yeah.
Hello?
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, episode 177. 177. Party girls. We're back on track, but change.org. Bobby Yates, do it, and you got the number. Okay, so now, Keisha. We're talking about, you know what we're talking about. You've been on the line for a minute. And all my other callers, thanks for standing by. Thanks, nobody, for not hanging up. You guys are good people for listening to that. And hopefully you go back and you go support Carrie. And she's on a mission to help people. That's what she does over there at Center Stage. Completely different show from mine. Total intellectual type show. Community activism type show. But she does her thing. So I give her a platform over here now and again. Now, Keisha, do you think that women are getting wasted more these days? And if so, why do you think?
I don't think it's any more or any less. I think it's just more that people are doing it on the outside of the house now, or doing it more to where they don't care what other people think now.
Why do you think that is?
Because, I mean, you know, you got this whole independent women type deal that people are going through. And, you know, the ladies are like, you know what, I got mine the same way he got his, so why can't I do, you know, my thing?
I
didn't hear you. Hold on. What'd you say now?
I said, do you think it's unladylike for a woman to get drunk?
I don't think it's unladylike for a woman to get drunk. I think it's unladylike for a woman to be pissy and have to be carried out somewhere.
Do you think,
saying,
get shit-faced in public, they just get wasted?
I mean, there's a difference. Sometimes you can be shit-faced in public and you're not falling all over the place. I mean, if you can handle your liquor, drink as much as you can, but don't overdo it to the point where you're, you know, being a burden on your friends and now they got to carry you out and do all this, that, and the other when y'all all came out to have fun together. Now you have to be the one taken care of.
Have you ever had to drag anybody out of the club? Have you ever had to drag one of your homegirls out of the club fucked up?
Yeah.
Have you ever had to be dragged out of the club fucked up?
Yeah. And it's not you.
I forgot to ask Shay that, but actually I don't need to ask her that because I know she has. Pretty much, yeah. You know, what you said earlier, Keisha, I mean, do you think, is that cool with you as a rational explanation? Just because you work now and you make your own money now, it's okay for you to just lose fact that you pissed it down?
No, I mean, of course, always carry yourself as a lady, because if I'm going to go out and I'm going to drink as much as I can handle, I don't expect to be a burden on my friends. I know my limits. That's the problem. Know your limits. That's
it is,
what I think. I mean,
should you just be really intoxicated? You can walk out on your own. Should you just be intoxicated and fucked up, popping the pills? I mean, women are
just
everything.
Right? Well, I mean, yeah. my drink. I mean, I'm not an advocate of, you know, doing drugs or whatever, but I mean, if that's your flavor, then do what you do. I know, and you're going to get in trouble for it if you don't stop.
Okay. real quick, I'll just have a lot to check my mom out. If you like to get wasted, do you think it's a good idea to get somebody who doesn't?
You can't be with somebody who doesn't drink or who doesn't do whatever it is that you do. I mean, you can't date a crackhead if you're not on crack. Some comedian was saying that. You know, it just don't make no sense.
So you drink, so you kind of don't drink.
I don't know that I could date someone who doesn't drink at all. But, I mean, I'm not. It's not like I'm an alcoholic or a heavy drinker. I mean, I think I could date someone who socially drinks like me. I wouldn't date an alcoholic, but I would date somebody who, you know, if I'm going to go out, I'm going to have a few drinks, sure. Or if I'm at dinner, I'm going to have a drink. You know, I'm not opposed to dating somebody who doesn't mind having a drink.
And I ask you that because you're another one of the women who say, where are the good men at? Where the And there's probably some guy that you've met, and he doesn't even fucking drink anything, so now he's uncompetitive.
I don't think I've met anybody like that. I've never dated a guy who didn't drink. I dated a guy who smoked, and I couldn't handle that. But I've never dated a guy who did not drink. No.
How do you change when you get wasted, Keisha? What effect does it have on you?
Oh, Lord. It makes everything funny. I giggle a lot.
Okay. Does it make you horny?
Yeah.
That's why we like girls. I love party girls. Hey, if you say you drink, I'm good with you. For the most part, it makes women fucking horny. It makes people horny, period. But women, I don't know, especially that tequila, seems like it goes straight down.
Yeah, exactly. Tequila just warm it right on up. It's crazy.
That's my motto. Take shots. Whatever you want.
Take shots or whatever.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, all right?
All right.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Jenna!
Hey!
What's going on, Jenna?
What's going on?
Jenna, since you're white, do you like to get black girl wasted? Okay, that was cool. Anyway, episode 177. K1's your internet radio, you dig. I'm yours, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Tonight we're talking about party girls. Woo! Fucking all right! Girl, oh, wow, dude. Because I got a white girl on the phone named Jenna. Jenna, let me go ahead and do the question. Do you think women are getting wasted more these days? And if so, why do you think so?
I guess they feel like they can do that. Like, just like with the whole independent thing, they can buy their own shit and do this and that and the other, and they think that they can go live it up and party it up and, you know, do their thing, basically.
I mean, but see, this is the thing, and this, of course, I brought this up because, as you well know, and some of the people that's on the phone line who's never listened to K1's internet radio, we have a constant debate, an ongoing debate that's never really got solved on K100, and that's the whole thing that women have about feeling like, you know, if a nigga can do it, I can too. You feel me? If a guy can do it, I can do it type bullshit that some of these fucking crazy ass, silly ass women really believe in their motherfucking head is the truth. And it couldn't be further from the truth. Vis-a-vis, you can't fuck 30 guys, you know what I'm saying, in 3 years and just not be called a hoe. Doesn't work like that for you, ladies. Now you want to call us man whores. You want to change it around and say, oh, y'all hoes. Look, hey, it is what it is. There are a lot of double standards. I mean, you guys want us to hold the door for you and pay for the dates and shit. Okay, everything can't be the same. So we've had these constant debates back and forth. And here we are again at the whole notion of, because you pay bills now, which is good to me, because you pay bills now, all of a sudden things change.
They're picking up the checks. And they buy
what
and give.
What the fuck is that with getting shit faced in public?
I know, but they think it's safe to do.
You have a period. You're still a fucking woman. You can't do it. Stop getting shit faced in public. The fuck is wrong with y'all?
I understand what you're saying. You don't have to voice your opinion. I understand it. I get it. I'm just saying that's my theory.
You do it. You get shit-faced in public.
No, I don't, actually.
Five other women have got their hand raised that I'm getting to next. They all get shit-faced in public. I've seen them, some of them. And some of them just assuming they do. So, the question is, it's the independent thing, but does stress have anything to do with it? Is it because women have more pressure now? I want to find something. I'm trying to get a, give me another reason because we can do it because y'all are independent now.
Well, I'm sure that comes with the whole independent role, though. That comes with the whole independent role. You work harder, you struggle even more, you gather, you get all that you can accomplish, and you know, after all that, and you take care of the kids, you cook the dinner, you do the whole thing. You do the, you know, with the man role, you know, for the most part, you know, they're involved with their kids whenever they come home, but they seem to have the most hours. And they depend more on the woman to take care of, and they don't even, you know, for the most part nowadays, they're single. They're single mothers doing both roles. So that's even more pressure, even more stress. And so, yeah, I have to have another.
I like that answer. Give me that answer right there. Look, ladies. Give me that answer, ladies. I'll take that answer. I'm good with that answer. But don't come on this fucking show tonight and tell me it's because I'm independent, because I buy my own shit. I can get fucked up in public if I want to. Yeah, you can. You can go buy your own liquor. And you can do it. I can do a lot of shit I shouldn't do as a man. As a lady, should you be getting shit-faced in public? It's not a question of can you. We know you can. You fucking grown. You're over 21. You got your own car, ID. You can do it. Should you do it, ladies? Should you get fucked up in public? White girl wasted. Party. Let's all get wasted. Main ones on the floor with their drinks in the air. Chicks. Sweating up Gucci. I don't know, ladies. I don't know. Question number two, Jana. So do you think it's unladylike for a woman to get shit-faced in public? Keep in mind, you get shit-faced in public.
It is unladylike, but you know what? When I was younger, like, I forgot who was saying, like, we already experienced this, like, before, you know, when we were teenagers, you know, before you're able to drink and go in and buy your own liquor or beer or whatever.
Okay, so
I would be drinking even more so back then than I do now. But you know what? I wouldn't be out and, like, causing, you know, a big old ruckus or whatnot. I'd be at home because there would always be house parties and whatnot. And that's okay. Where I would be getting fucked up.
So long as you ain't at a club, it's all right for you to get shit-faced. It's still even. But you just admit that it's unladylike. So you do understand. You
it depends on my surroundings. It depends on the surroundings. You can't just go out and get shit-faced everywhere. And it is unladylike to be, you know, all pissy and have to be drug out. I've never had to been drug out. I never had to be all fucked up. Now that I think about it, I never had to help get anybody out of the club because I guess. I don't hang around with people that get all shit-faced and don't know how to handle their motherfucking self. But that's me.
Okay, all right. So the next question. Should you as a woman who gets shit-faced, should you even consider dating a guy who doesn't like to drink?
Hell no. That's stupid.
Ladies, y'all are... Not one of you yet has suggested that you would date a guy that doesn't drink.
Because you complain
and you all went on Facebook and you tweet that there's no guys. Oh, we have a good guy. Maybe he doesn't get fucked up. Not your type, huh? Okay. Fine. Jenna, next question. Can you handle what is getting shit faced do for you? You know, how do you change? You say you're a party girl, right? What does it do for you?
I never said I was a party girl.
What? Party girl.
I don't even go out to the club that often, like, hardly ever.
Love to be a party girl. You could be a party girl at all the houses. Preferably, I want my party girls at home. But
okay,
now,
it makes me horny. Yeah, basically.
It makes you horny. Yeah. I think that's why y'all like it so much, to be honest, ladies. I'm getting ready to go to a guy in 1 second because I'm going to ask the guy's opinion. But it shows about the party girls, so I wanted to make sure I get all the women on the line on deck so I can have some ammunition. You feel me? But yeah, you know, I think a lot of you ladies like to get your fuck on, like to get your independent fuck on. And to help you forget about the fact that you're doing some whole shit, you party. That's right. You're getting wasted, so you don't have to worry about the guilt associated with the fact that you fucking this guy that you really don't know like that. It's okay. It's okay, ladies. I'm not mad at you. Once again, I support party girls. I am for the party girl. I love you, party girls. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Holler at your boy. I fuck with you the long way. If y'all don't get no bigger, y'all my motherfuckers. All right? yes, Key. Yes, Key. Hold on, Jenna. Key. Okay. Okay, I thought I had Key.
I told you to go to one more person, then come back to me.
Okay, all right. 903, did I see Young Pat on the line? 903, you're on the air with K100. What's popping?
What's popping, Blizzum?
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Ken. This is Ruby.
Oh, what's happening, Ruby? What's going down?
Nothing.
Well, Ruby, you like to get shit faces. You're a party girl, admittedly. I got all the party girls on tonight, by the way. Where the hell is Michigan girl? Oh, okay. There she is. She should definitely call in. She's going to get mad about that. So, Ruby Candy, let's go ahead and get to it. Question number one, Ruby. Do you think, and of course I've given you the facts of the CNN poll that they did on the little show and everything. I don't know if you're on the line, but CNN did this little poll and this little study and says that this generation of women, as opposed to the last generation, you know, like they compared women who were like 50-something, you know what I'm saying? You know, like the baby boomers or whatever type of generation,
yeah,
to the women like maybe Generation X and, you know, whatever. Those women, which would be my generation, 3 times the amount of drug and alcohol use. 3 times the amount of drug and alcohol use amongst these women. All right? And
yeah,
I'm trying to figure out what the business is. Why is that so? You feel me? So that's why I'm having the show. Now, like I said, once again, I love party girls. I love you. Y'all a lot of fun to be around. Y'all love the fuck. All y'all. I love the fuck. I mean, I got no beef with y'all, but I'm just trying to find out what makes you tick. For the listening audience, for the rest of the women who might not party, for the guys who, you know, might feel like party girls are a little too wild. Oh, no, player. Pump your brakes. A lot, you're missing out on a lot. So, do you think women are getting wasted more these days? And if so, why?
I'm going to take what Jenna said. I'm going with Jenna.
What?
Her answer. I'm going with what she said.
The independent role?
I mean, no, because, I mean, they're independent, but, I mean, hey, it is what it is. They get wasted a lot these days, a lot. And women do it. And it's not because a man can do it, I can do it too. I don't think it's about that.
Well, what do you think it is? Is it because, what is it, stress? Okay, Jenna said
stress. Me personally, I get stressed up because, shit, hey, when I go out, yeah, I'm going out because I ain't got to worry about it. When I leave the house, my mommy duty, that stays at the house until I get back. I'm getting white girl wasted.
Okay. And so you do it to relieve stress. Now, there's no other way that you can think of as a woman than to go out and just get fucking fucked up. That's the best way that you can figure out.
Yeah, but see, I don't really go out like I used to. I don't go to the club, and I know my limit, you know, because I'm with other people, and like some of my homegirls, you gotta watch that because they get fucked up, and they're the type of person that you can't go out with them and not, you know, when they get fucked up, you know, you damn well you're gonna get into it with somebody. So I mean, I know my limit. I just go out and I drink. But if I'm at home or somewhere else, and I know my surroundings, then yeah, I'm getting. It ain't no white girl wasted. It's
white boy fucked up. Okay. I'm going to the limit.
All right. So, next question. Next question, all right. Hold on, let me get back to my screen. Okay, yeah. Do you think it's unladylike? Do you think it's unladylike? And mind you that you just said that you get white boy wasted. Do you think it's unladylike for women to get wasted in public?
Yeah.
So you know what?
To the age range, you know, we're not young anymore. We're not, you know, 21, 22. You know what I'm saying? We got to know our limit. You know what I'm saying? You just can't go out and, you know, looking all nice, and as soon as you know shit, your legs up in the air, your feet, your drink gone somewhere, you're bumping all into people, and you know what I'm saying? You can't go in the club looking all fly, and the next thing you know, you leaving out the club with your hair all over your damn head, your wig turned one way, and, you know, you lost one shoe, and no, that's not ladylike.
But you do admittedly go out and get wasted, and you get white girl wasted and party hard, you know, and you know that it's not really ladylike, but you still do it because you got so much stress, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, see, I don't really go to the, see what I mean, like, I don't really go to the club, you know, like I used to.
I mean, even a party or outside of your home, even if you're in your home, even if you're in your home, even if you're in the confines of your own home, you feel me, the fact remains that more women are getting fucked up. Y'all smoking more weed, y'all popping more pills, y'all doing more lines. It's what the study says. It's what the study shows. I'm just trying to figure out why. You feel me? I'm just trying to figure out why. Okay, next question. Can you be in a relationship, since you're a party girl admittedly, can you be in a relationship with someone who doesn't drink or doesn't do any kind of drug, man?
Oh, hell no.
And here we have it.
Oh no, I couldn't do it. I mean, I couldn't do it. Cause I smoke weed. Yes, I do. I smoke weed and I drink, you know, a little bit, you know, and shit like that. And I can't have somebody that's coming in and, you know, hell, I might as well date somebody from my mom's church. You know what I'm saying? I can't. Hell no, you got to do one or the other. You have to do one or the other.
You got to do a drug to be with these women, guys. Once again,
you either got to drink, or you got to smoke. It's one or the other.
You have to do drugs with alcohol, by the way, for some of you slow motherfuckers. Alcohol is a drug. You have to do drugs, fellas. If you don't do drugs, fellas, you up shit's creek. You ain't going to never get no goddamn woman. You are fucked up. You might well be one of the goddamn little dick niggas. You fucked up, homie. You have no hope out here in this world. Because per these fucking, the way these women are talking, you got to get shit, but you got to get fucked up. You got to do some shit. If not, you will fucking, you probably consider a lame. You're not. And it's not just Ruby, Jana, Shay, Keisha. Even Keisha said he's got to do something.
He's got to do something.
Keisha? God, there's no hope, fellas. If you don't drink, you need to start drinking. That's my advice. Okay, 100. You need to start drinking, fellas. You want to get some play? Start drinking. Question number three. If you like to get, question number four. Can you handle yourself when you get wasted out in public, Ruby? What does getting wasted in public do for you? What does it do for you?
It doesn't do shit for me. It really doesn't. It don't do shit for me. That's why I don't get wasted like I, you know, when I was younger and, you know, I don't do it because it used to be bad when I used to get wasted. I used to fight and everything, so.
But if it doesn't do shit for you, why do you still feel the need to do it to the point where you got to, your mate has to do it?
I mean, I don't drink as much, you know, when I go out, I don't really drink as much as I used to, you know what I'm saying? I'll get, you know, have my little buzz, you know, I could say, yeah, I got drunk, but it wasn't wasted, you know what I'm saying? I still know, you know, my surroundings and what the fuck I'm doing, so I'm not going to be, you know, wake up in the morning and be like, damn, what the fuck did I do, you know?
Does it make you horny, baby?
Does it make me horny? Well, I'm always, shit, they don't do, no, I'm always horny, so... And I do nothing but increase it and just make me shit. If I'm at the strip club, hell, it is what it is.
Makes you horny, baby.
It just makes me out of my box. It makes me do the shit that I know damn well that I wouldn't go do. You know
you women,
when I was
women
older.
You women are really showing you. You guys, look, every woman on the line so far tonight, every single woman says, A, they do get shit faced. They are, in fact, a party girl. B, it makes them want to fuck. And C, if you don't drink, your lame ass can't get in where you fit.
Yeah.
Kick rocks.
No, you can't. You got to kick rocks.
So, fellas, once again, fellas, for the record, on K100, I'm going to need for you to goddamn, if you don't drink, I'm going to need for you to act like you drink. I don't give a fuck if you water that motherfucker down, just act like you drunk, because some of these women, they won't give you no play. You can't get no play if you don't get shit-faced. That's what they told me. All of them.
Yeah. Because the person that I'm talking to now, I mean, right. That person, it don't smoke. But they drink.
They drink? You have to. Once again, alcohol is a drug, so the guy has to do drugs to be with Ruby. The guy has to do drugs to be with Keisha. The guy has to do drugs to be with Shay. The guy has to do drugs. Let's see if he has to do drugs to be with Key. Key.
I'm about to just really blow everything out of the water, for real.
Really? Whoa, let's go ahead.
Yeah, really.
Go ahead, Key. Go ahead and blow everything out of the water. Episode fucking 177. Let's see if Key can blow everything out of the water. And then going to the fellas. Young Pat, the homie Billy from the goddamn 912, he's on the line. I think this is number. We're going to go see what the fellas got to say about all you damn drunk-ass females. So, Key, let's get into it, Key. Do you think that women are getting wasted more these days? Now, this doesn't have anything to do,
yes.
even if you don't, we talk about in general.
Yeah, I think they do.
Why? Why do you think they do?
I think it's more so because it's, like, added stress. I mean, like I said, it's kind of like we've kind of taken on some male roles, more male roles than in the past. So, you know, I think a lot of women use it as stress relief because we do have to do so much and still carry on the woman role as well.
So are you masking something when you were working? I guess they do it as stress relief.
I guess, like they're saying, it relieves a little stress, I guess.
Because they paying for their own shit now, theory, like somebody said. Because they got to go.
I mean, that may be the case. Okay. I don't really buy into that. I mean, I just think you just want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Don't use that as an excuse. You just want to do it. You just want to get fucked up. That's all.
Okay. Question number two. Do you think it's unladylike for a woman to get shit-faced in public?
Yes.
Have you ever got shit-faced in public?
I have never gotten shit-faced. I've been straight, and that's only been two times, but I've never been, like, shit-faced in public, no. That is embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
So, you know, but you do say it's unladylike.
I think so.
Okay. Coming from the ladies. It's funny how a lot of ladies feel like it's unladylike, but they all get shit-faced. Question number three. If you like to get wasted... Not necessarily you, but if you like to get wasted or something, should women date guys who don't like to get wasted? Would you?
My last three serious relationships, the guy did not drink or smoke,
uh-huh.
And that includes my marriage. So uh-huh. I don't have a problem dating somebody that don't drink or smoke because, like, really, I just started drinking maybe 2 years ago. And uh-huh. Now it's, like, on the downslope. That's when I started going through my divorce. And, like, now I'm really on the downslope. Like, it's really, like, on occasion that I'll drink. I don't just, like, have to have anything to drink the wine down. And I just, I mean, I do it, but it's not, like, something I have to do.
But what about in general? That's you because you don't drink as much. But what about women who know they, what do you think about women who love to get fucked up? Like your homegirls, you know they love.
I don't think they need to. Yeah, I don't think they need to be with anybody that don't drink because it is going to cause a problem in a relationship.
Ain't that sad? Ain't that fucking sad to you? Or is it just me?
I mean, I don't think it's that.
We don't have
it's just
issues
it's a compatibility. It's a compatibility thing. It's just,
no. See, no.
Really.
A compatibility thing is like you want somebody who's, if you got a master's degree and you graduate from college and you want a guy who has a master's degree and is graduating. That's a compatibility thing. This is telling
someone.
But
drinking can be a compatibility issue.
Because they don't do drugs, it's a compatibility issue?
It can be, yeah. It can be because you really, like, and a person that doesn't, they can't really relate to why you need to be doing all that. Because it's like I've been with people, like I said, my last three serious relationships, they didn't drink or smoke. And so people used to tell me all the time, like, you ain't going to never find somebody that don't drink or smoke. And I know plenty of guys that don't drink or smoke. So, you know, I guess it just depends, like, I don't know. Like, I know three guys now that I'm not in a relationship with. They don't drink or smoke.
Mm-hmm. But would you try to hook them up with one of your girls who you know you get fucked up every weekend?
No, I wouldn't do that.
And that's what I'm talking about. Ladies. Y'all are limiting. Y'all, and some of these are the same ladies who cry.
And you're right. You're right about, like, when you're saying, like, we're the good guys. Like, don't say that if just because, you know what I'm saying, some guys don't like that because they feel like it's unladylike. And it's like, I don't want you raising my kids, you know, and you getting shit-faced. You know, a lot of guys don't want that around their children even.
Exactly. So I don't want to hear none of you ladies crying, bitching on fucking Facebook and tweeting on your fucking tweets and posts. Talking about where the quote-unquote good men at. I don't know where they are. Yeah, but you won't date a nigga who don't get fucked up.
Oh, and another thing, too, is I was raised, like, all my cousins are boys or men or whatever. And when I just growing, listening to them growing up, all the women that used to get fucked up, they just treated them like pieces of ass, really. Like, all they wanted to talk about to them about is fucking. You know, so if they see somebody in the club and they all fucked up, they be like, shit, you want to fuck? You know, That's how they do it.
That's because admittedly, the liquor, gets y'all ready.
I went years without drinking. I stayed horny. It makes you hornier.
So you saying you take a shot of tequila, it don't go straight to your motherfucking clit?
Oh, it goes straight to the clit, but I don't need that. I don't need it, though. Like,
I don't need it. Women like
the hell. I can put the liquor down right now, and I still like the fuck just as much, and the clit still be warm and feeling good.
All these other women who said that today, but it enhances it. It boosts it. So
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so that's basically what question number four is. How do you handle getting shit faced? When you get wasted, how do you handle it? Do you get horny? What does it make you do?
It will make me hornier, but other than that, it makes me just go to sleep. Like, that's why I don't even just really like to do it like that, because I don't want to be fucking just drunk and sleep. Like, I want to be up fucking.
Of course.
So I don't want to be shit faced and can't fuck. Like, I want to be up and fucking.
Of course.
And the shit that I like to do, I need to be pretty much alert to do it.
Hold on. I got one more lady on the line, and then I'm going to get to these guys. Sheesh. Hold on, Keith. Michigan girl, can you talk? You want to talk? I want to see you hitting number one, but I want to make sure before I move on to these guys. Michigan girl? I guess Michigan girl is not here. Hello?
I can't talk right now. That's why I ain't hit the number one yet. Give me about 10 minutes.
All right. I'll come back to a young pizzle. What it is, my nizzle? My whizzle?
Hey, what up, homie?
What it do? Young pizzle. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number. 347-934-0966. Make sure you hit the number one. I want to hear from you. Got a couple people on the phone line that just sit back listening. Holla at your boy.
Hey, homie.
Pizzle, what's happening,
homie? Hey, homie.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. Hey, I just sent you a text, man. I don't know if you got it, but, bro, I'm going to go motherfucking ham because I've been drinking since about 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, first of all, God damn it, I'm going to say, like I said on Candy's radio show last night, every bitch needs to play her goddamn position. That means if your motherfucking man don't drink, well, bitch, you need to play your goddamn position. Drink what you want to. And if your man ain't good with that, then goddamn it, bitch, you got the wrong motherfucking man.
So, you're going to advocate what the fuck these women are saying on the show. You're going to actually back them up.
No, all I'm saying is they got the wrong motherfucker behind them.
What do you mean by that? Are you, what do you mean? Are you basically saying what they're saying? They should pick a man who gets fucked up with them or backs them up.
No.
What are you saying?
No. What I'm saying, like, is the same shit I said on Candy's radio show last night, right? Is that every man plays the head of the household in the relationship.
Uh-huh.
Now we can date back to the goddamn Bible, but I'm not gonna go that far into it.
Uh-huh.
But goddamn it, every motherfucking man is the head of the household. That's why when you're raised as a boy with a male father figure, the male father figure makes all the fucking decisions. At least that's how it was when I was growing up. My motherfucking daddy was a crack dealer.
So and he's the head of the household, and what are you supposed to tell her? Not to drink or make her stop? Or what are you saying, Pat? What are you saying?
I'm saying is that the bitch needs to play her goddamn position.
What the fuck is her position? If she's a fucking what? To drink? What if that if
her,
that's her,
her
fucking position, then what are you saying?
Let me back it up. All right, now
let me ask you the question.
A bitch needs to play her position. Her position is to be played as the man tells her to play her goddamn position. Now, if the man tells her to slow down on the drinking, you know what I'm saying? Then, bitch, slow down on the goddamn drinking or find you another motherfucker that's going to goddamn co-sign to your motherfucking alcoholic abilities. You know what I'm saying? Now, bitch, if you were me, goddamn it, bitch, I bet you can't outdrink me. I put $1 million on that. Bitch, you cannot outdrink me. I promise you. But at the same time, bitch, if you going to be with a motherfucker that ain't drinking, then goddamn it, if he don't want you to drink, then play your motherfucking position if you like him like that. If you don't like him like that, then bitch, break it up and move the fuck on.
Okay.
You feel
so Young Pimp
says,
what I'm talking about? I see what you're saying, but I mean, yeah, I mean, so you're telling these ladies, but the thing about it is these ladies don't even want to really get involved with a guy who don't drink in the first place. You feel what I'm saying? So he's not going to probably 9 out of 10 times be telling her to slow up on the drinking because they don't even want a guy or they're not going to be interested in dating a guy who doesn't get fucked up anyway. That's what they said. So once they realize he don't get fucked up, he never has a chance of being head of the household because they're going to stop fucking with him because they're going to keep it moving, basically.
Right,
that's what they are
right,
saying.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we're back at square one with it then. Go ahead.
Well, see, that's where the fact of playing your fucking position comes into the role. If you don't like the position you had to play with the nigga you with, then goddamn it, bitch, move the fuck on.
Young Pat. Do you think women are getting more wasted these days? And if so, why? Why are the women getting fucked up?
Do I think they getting more wasted these days?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, dog. Bro, I'm only 22 years old, man. I've been getting fucked up since I was about 15, 16 years old. You know what I'm saying? So I really can't vouch on that fact because of my personally speaking of my age, I can't vouch on that because I know y'all is in your motherfucking mid to late 20s to early 30s.
Right.
As far as everyone on the show. So
right.
I can't vouch upon that fact, but I've been drinking since I was goddamn 15, 16 years old. And I started off drinking goddamn liquor. I ain't even started drinking beer until I goddamn got out the military.
The girls right there with you getting fucked up, wasted? All the chicks?
I mean, yeah, they was getting fucked up with me just because of the simple fact that they played their goddamn position and I put a goddamn bottle in front of them. Well, and they would think through their head. I could see the goddamn things click through their goddamn head, and they'd be like, well, shit, let me go ahead and drink with this motherfucker right here. You know what I'm saying?
So you basically turned them out. You're basically telling me on the show that you turned out all the chicks that you hung around and made them alcoholics because that's what you wanted them to be. You want, yo, Pat, do you want them?
Yes.
A woman that don't drink?
You know what?
Can you be with a woman that don't drink?
What?
Can you be with a woman that don't drink?
Yes, I can be with a bitch that don't drink, but she got to understand that I'm going to motherfucking drink.
Okay.
And when I drink, Listen, I've already drank a goddamn case of beer since goddamn 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm still coherent enough to goddamn talk on the show. So, goddamn it, bitch, you got to be able to deal with me drinking a goddamn case of beer a day.
That's because of that. You kind of, I don't know, because I don't know about your logic when you first got on the show. Let me ask you this question. Do you think it's do you think it's unwomanlike for a woman to get shit? Yeah, do you
no,
not give a
shit? No, she can get shit faced all she wants as long as she plays her fucking position. And that's what it all boils down to. If you're going to be in a relationship with me, you have to play your goddamn position. That's it. That's the bottom line. Now, when I say play your position, from my standpoint, I'm going to have 5 or 6 other hoes bringing me money at the end of the day to pay the goddamn bills. You don't have to worry about shit. You have to take care of the motherfucking household if you're going to be my goddamn main chick. You feel me? But now, if you want to drink, then goddamn it, I'm going to make sure they goddamn pay enough to motherfucking... My fault, man. Candy just texted me and told me I need my ass kicked. But hey, but now,
hold on a second. Yeah. Let me hold on a second. Hold on a second. What? Go ahead, Candy. Why you need his ass kicked?
Because he needs his butt kicked. Talking about women like that, playing their position.
Candy.
You barely even have peppers.
Candy. Was I not on your motherfucking radio show last night saying the same motherfucking thing? And y'all got there, all 4 of y'all females that was up there said, now that's some goddamn straight laced pimp game right there. Play your motherfucking
position. I
didn't
say nothing.
Okay, well, the 4 out of 5 of y'all that was on there said, goddamn it, I'm right.
I doubt you get 3 people on K100 to ride with you on that, homie. Last question, and I'm going to go to Michigan Girl. All right, last question, Young Pizzle. How do you change when you get drunk? Besides slur your words, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. What does the liquor do for you, man?
The alcohol?
Uh-huh.
Now, honestly, all right. I'm going to go ahead and fucking explain the whole fucking story, right? I am a disabled veteran. You know what I'm saying? My homie got blown up in Iraq. I came back. I've got major fucking back problems. And this shit hurts for me to breathe. This shit hurts for me to wake up. It hurts for me to lay down. It hurts for me to stand up. So when I drink, that shit takes the pain away. Now, weed also takes the pain away. But being as the fact that your boy on federal probation, and if I get caught up, smoking weed and shit of that nature, well, goddammit, I'm going to prison and I'm serving a 2 to 5 year sentence off the top. So, now, I drink to take that little edge off, that little pain away and shit, so that way I can breathe properly and shit of that nature.
Okay.
So that's what I do to drink. Now, when I just go get goddamn white boy wasted like goddamn me and you did at the club Saturday night, well, that was just kind of for fun. You feel me? That was just kind of for fun right there. Now,
okay.
When I get wasted for fun, I'm looking to have a good goddamn time. Now, Blizzard, you know the club closes at 3 a.m. I didn't make it back to my house till 5 a.m., but I don't remember how the fuck I made it home. It could have been a bitch in VIP that took advantage of me. I don't motherfucking know. But I'm goddamn quite sure that the motherfucking DJ dropped my ass off at the house. Because
Young
I rolled back with him.
Okay. Young Pat says, play your position, biatch.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure all the women that hit the number one while you were talking are waiting to cuss you the fuck out. So,
well, you know what, Blizzum? Hey, just keep my motherfucking line open, and I'm going to go ham with them.
I don't know. I might come back to you, but I'm pretty sure they want to get in on you. Hold on a second, all right?
Oh, they do.
All right, hold on. All right, Billy.
What's happening,
homie? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show.
K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 177. Party, party, party. Let's get wasted. White girl, wasted. Party, girls. Homie. And then I'm going to Michigan, girl. She's ready to talk. Homie, do you think women are getting more wasted these days? And if so, why do you think that is?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And I come across it every time I go to the hole in the walls here. You know,
uh-huh.
And the reason being, because, you know, of course, as who was it, Key said earlier, or was the girl before Key said earlier, that, yeah, there's, like, a lot of women playing the men position because, you know, you either got baby daddies either dead, locked up, or just don't want nothing to do with the kids, and they got work, bills, all that stuff. So, of course, they want to step outside their element and be the person that they want to be without being, I guess, you know, not frowned on like by her kids or, you know, those who are, like, the good Samaritans or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, yeah, there are a lot of girls who pop in, doing lines, blowing more weed than the Marleys combined, you know.
Right. For the people who got, I got kind of a couple people that just jumped on the line. I'm not just saying this because I'm saying it because I see it and I know for a fact that I'm amongst enough women to know that yeah, damn near every woman I know get fucked up. You feel me? But also because CNN did a study that I kind of based the show off of that was talking about the fact that women of this generation comparing baby boomers to us. Are literally doing 3 times as much drugs, and that means all drugs. They talking about weed, pills, alcohol, cocaine. You feel what I'm saying? You know, and like 3 times as much of our generation as the generation before us. You feel me? And you know, I kind of made the show about in public, but just the sheer fact they're just doing it, whether it be in the home or anywhere. CNN was like, it doesn't matter. The poll that they did that they took. Was not about whether it was in public or at home. You feel what I'm saying? It was just, do you do it? How much do you do it? You know, whatever. What do you do? And how much of it do you do? And 3 times as much for this generation, for our generation, than the generation previous before us. You feel what I'm saying? And those were the guys who went to World War II and Vietnam. What the fuck? What the fuck y'all stressed about around this bitch? Really? They used to get their motherfucking ass beat by their husbands all the time, and the police would come and goddamn and give them the deuces. What the fuck y'all got to be stressed out about? Round this motherfucker. With all the rights and shit y'all got. Fuck out of here. Y'all just want to get fucked up. It's all right. It's all right, baby. Because I love it. Yeah. Love it. Love party girls. Y'all my dogs. Real talk. That's number two, homie. Do you think it's ladylike for a woman to get shit-faced in public?
At times, yes, and at times, no. And the reason why I say that is this. Okay, you go in the club or you go any kind of party setting, whether it be a bar, house party, whatnot, you know, if you just see, like, a girl that you just don't know, that you don't know from a can of paint, and every, like, 3 seconds, she's like, you know, that shit. Okay, that shit ain't cool. You know, it's cool to do that, like, when your song come on, like the independent song, like whatever, you know, it's cool.
Not cool to do that if you're a broke bitch, by the way. Not cool to do that if you're a broke bitch. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, like you do that all the damn time, and that shit gets annoying. And then with somebody who, like, not as drunk as you, is just slightly annoyed because you all up in their ear hole with that shit, you know, that causes problems because, you know, you drunk, you're going to be wanting to fight instead of going home to find some dude to fuck. So
I don't know, man. They all said the liquor makes them horny. All of the women on the show tonight said that shit goes straight to the clit.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
They got a couple of dicks under their belts right now that they wouldn't have had if they wasn't fucking alcoholics. A whole fucking lot of them. Yeah. I said it. And what? Okay. Next question, homie. If you like to get wasted, if it's you or anybody else, would you kick it with someone who doesn't like to drink at all? Do you suggest that someone does?
I got a woman who don't drink before, and it's all right at first, but at times it kind of gets boring, you know, because they just stand there like a nobody, You know what I'm saying? Like, do something. Talk. You know, don't sit there quiet because I'm going to get bored and, like, move on to the next person who's interesting to have a conversation with, you know?
God damn it, man! Women, black people! Listen, black people. Listen, black That's almost that's just as disheartening to hear the homies say that as it is to hear these ladies, you know, who whimper and cry and bitch and fucking Facebook and Twitter about ain't no good men around, who just sit on this fucking show and admit that they don't want a guy who doesn't drink. Just further limiting their fucking goddamn pool. You might as well say you don't want a black man that's never been to jail. Good luck, bitch. Good luck. But anyway, what the homie just said is really just It's disheartening because he said she's not interesting if she doesn't drink. You feel what I'm saying? And maybe it's some validity to his point, but at the end of the day, we've got to get away. This includes me, by the way. We have to get away from saying that if they don't get wasted, they're not fun. And that's really ultimately what people are thinking. He's no fun. That person is a lame if they don't get wasted. That's the same stance that basically the most of the ladies took tonight, and that's the same stance that you're saying right now. You might bypass a queen, a true queen, because think she's boring, and vice versa for these ladies on here tonight. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. You know, that is true.
My motherfucking woman got a goddamn drink.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to drink something. I'm going to need you to drink something, baby. But still. You feel me? But that's just me. Of course.
What does he say? Smoke some, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. But I'm just saying, you know, all of the women that we've talked to so far was like, they don't suggest, nor would they say they would like to fuck with a guy who doesn't drink. And yet and still we have all these issues of compatibility, single parent homes, and all these things that make us not be in relationships in our black community. Message. Okay. Next question, homie. Then I'm going to Michigan, girl. I see Raspy Raw's on the line also. You guys, 10, number one, too. I got another 40 minutes. I got enough callers, but I still want to hear from some of these other callers that's on here listening. Last question. How does the liquor affect you when you get wasted, man? What does it do for you? Does it make you have a good time? Do you need the liquor to have a party? Does it make you want to fuck?
I'll give you a prime example. Okay, you seen the pics the kid posted up about me on the wall, right? You see it. So he put me out there on Facebook. I got wasted at Cat's party, you know, to the point where I didn't even know I had passed out. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, whenever I get wasted when I'm in the club and stuff like that, yeah, I'll be wanting to smash long. You know what I'm saying? I'll be wanting to smash long. So, yeah, shit. I mean, shoot, it takes me out of my element. It takes me from the stress at work, at home, you know, all that stuff. So, makes me feel good. Shoot, it's courage, dog. You know, something that you normally don't do when you drunk, you do it. And then, depending on how you do it, you either the man or you the woman for the night. You just sit for that moment.
Yeah, you're right. It does take people out of their element for the most part. People, all these quote-unquote drinkers who say, shit, I don't change when I get drunk. Oh, nigga, you change a little bit. Some people change a little bit, and some people make a complete 180. I make about a 45-degree turn. You know what I'm saying? You give me a 45-degree turn, whichever way I may go, left or right. You know what I'm saying? The point is, I change a little bit. The white makes me horny. The brown makes me want to knock a nigga out.
Yep.
So, that's how that works with Blizzom. All right? That's why I had to stop drinking the brown so much because, tired of getting bounced out of clubs, tired of, fucking, I did a lot. The brown almost lost me my freedom. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the brown, I had to leave it alone, stick to the white.
Yeah, I'd slow down on the brown myself. Man.
Yeah, I had to leave the brown alone. Of course, sometimes if I'm in the presence of just a woman and we want one, the brown can actually make my...
Yep.
Make me ride out a little longer, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, especially Long Island iced tea, homies.
I like the Hennessy straight. I'm pounding
that, you. That shit
gets you lit, dog. Pounding you for all night on Hennessy straight. You in for a long one. Okay, stay by, all right, homie?
Yes, sir.
All right. Michigan girl, what it do, babe? Thanks for calling the show.
What's up?
Okay, we got a man in line. We got a lot of people in line. You guys hit the number 1-347-934-0966. Episode 177, you dig? Party girls. Woo! I love them. So far, everyone on the line is a lush. So far, we've got a lot of alcoholic chicks on the line. So we're going to keep it at you.
Everybody was not a lush.
Except for Keisha. And Key wasn't really a lush. But all of you did say.
She wasn't lush.
Yeah, but all of you did say that it does make you horny. So, in keeping with that, we're going to stick with the lushes. Michigan girl.
Oh, did you just call me a lush?
I did. Party girl. Okay, party girl. Do you think women are getting wasted more these days? And if so, why do you think that is?
Women are definitely getting wasted more these days. Honestly, I think a lot of it is just because they damn want to, just because they think it's more acceptable now to do it because everybody hollering they independent and they can do whatever they want to do. I mean, some of it is probably stress and taking on, head of household roles and you playing, mother, father, and whatever else. But I think a lot of women just get wasted because they damn want to.
Is that why you get wasted?
For the most part, I mean, I do have stress because although I have fathers that, pay child support, we're in different states. So I handle all of the day-to-day activity and all of the discipline and everything for my kids myself because they're not here. My kids see their fathers once, maybe twice a year. So in a sense, you could kind of say I am a single parent, so I have all of that stress on me. So sometimes I do have a drink to relax, relieve work stress, relieve kids stress, and sometimes I just get drunk because I damn want to.
Once again, for the record, Blizzum loves the party, girls. Y'all are my favorite women. I like party girls more than I don't really like plain women. I like party girls. That's my preference. You know what I'm saying? That's just me, though. But the thing about it is, that whether it be the stress, whether it be just because you damn can and because you want to, question number two is, do you think it's ladylike for a woman to get shit-faced in public?
What exactly is shit-faced? Just
shit-faced, fucked up, wasted, party,
you got to be carried out the club or what? Because, you can be wasted and still be good. Are you talking about them chicks where your girls got to carry you out the club?
Oh, that's fucking ridiculous. That's not cool for a woman or a man. That's fucking embarrassing. That's just extreme. Okay, I'm talking about still. You know you fucked up. Everybody know you fucked up. You dancing on it. You dancing on the table. Or you dropping it like it's motherfucking hot all motherfucking night. Or you got that crazy stare in your eyes. You got them laughing and loud. And you know what the fuck it is. Party girl, don't play with me. You do this every weekend. So.
I do not. Don't try to put me out there like that. Okay, well, honey, I do not do that every weekend.
Every other weekend. Okay, so do you think it's ladylike to get shit faced in public? Hello?
Oh, not really. It's really not ladylike.
Well, even though you can admit that you do get smashed in public, you can still admit that it's not ladylike.
Yeah.
So why do you think the rest of the ladies who also said the same exact thing, they don't think that it's ladylike, but they still fucking do it? Why do y'all still do it if y'all know it's not ladylike? Y'all just don't give a fuck what people think? Is that it?
I mean, sometimes you really don't give a fuck what certain people think, depending on where you at. The other part of it is, sometimes you just want to cut loose and you just might not want to be a lady all the time. You just
want to You are a lady all the time. Have you ever pissed standing up ever in your life? You're fucking lady. You got a pussy. That shit don't go away for your convenience. And now here we are back one of my cardinal problems with women. Here we are. We came full circle back to women love to be women when it's convenient. The same woman who feel like they don't want to be a lady sometime will be the same one when a man don't treat her like the moment a man don't treat her like the lady she feels like she is. You get offended. Don't call me, bitch. Don't grab my arm in the club. Don't look at my ass. Don't do all. But that's when it's convenient for you. But you're a lady, 24/7, whether you want to be or not. You're female.
You're born that way. Can't change it. Can't turn it off.
No, you're a woman 24/7 because some women are never ladies. So
now we're getting technical. Okay, okay, fine. Fine. Next question. Question number three. I'm really trying to get the women to see where I'm going with this at the end of the day. Even though I like party girls, I'm trying to get them to see the bigger picture of what I'm talking about. I don't think it's sinking in. Michigan girl, do you think that a woman who likes to get shit faced should be in a relationship or even pursue or talk to a guy who doesn't like to get drunk or even drinks at all?
Because I've been in relationships with guys who don't drink.
And how did that end for you? Right.
He said the same thing.
She's divorced to that guy that doesn't drink, and you're divorced to that guy that doesn't drink also. So.
But he is not the only guy that I was in a relationship with.
None of them
did
single.
But
none
the
of
point
them
is, I've been in relationships with guys that did drink, and they ended.
Long-term relationships with guys that drink.
Drinking is not the determinant factor of the ending of the relationship, regardless of whether I drank or they drank or neither of us drank. I didn't drink for 4 years while I was married.
But the fact that your husband was not that your husband was not your type. Can you admit that? Because you said that before on the show, right?
My ex-husband was not my type.
He didn't drink. He didn't drink. Yeah, that's part of the reason why he wasn't your type. Let me break this and let me explain this to you. Why I'm saying what I'm saying. Because of the kind of guy that he was the same kind of guy that did all the other lame shit that you didn't like about him. You know. Besides the cheating, I understand the cheating is a whole other issue. But besides the cheating, you already didn't like him. You already confessed and said on K100 that he just wasn't the type. You really shouldn't have married him. You married him because you got pregnant and you just, quote unquote, tried to do the right thing. But he really wasn't your type. He is not your type because he doesn't do a lot of things. And one of amongst those things are that he doesn't party. You feel what I'm saying? He wasn't your type in a lot of other ways that you said before on the show. And it all is a combination of what makes he's that kind of guy. He's not the freak. He's not the drinker. He's not the, you know what I'm saying? So that was all wrapped up into his psyche, which a lot of guys who don't drink might be more closely to his type of person.
I dated other guys who did not drink, and they were some damn freaks for real. And that, I mean, so I'm saying alcohol doesn't necessarily have anything to do with it. He was just so not my type because on so many other issues. But I dated guys that was cool, my type, whatever. He just didn't drink.
Okay. So you think it's all right for women who drink or a man who drinks to be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't drink at all, but they like to get shit-faced constantly? They love to drink.
If y'all compatible in other ways and that other person that doesn't drink doesn't have a problem with you drinking, then y'all may be able to work it out.
Well, you're the first one that's pretty much said that one. You're the only one actually that said that one actually. Last question. What does the liquor do for you? How do you handle yourself when you get white girl wasted? What do you like to do?
Sometimes it depends. Sometimes I laugh a lot. Mostly clear liquor makes me horny. Brown liquor makes me evil, so I try to stay away from brown liquor.
That's pretty much it.
That's about it.
I mean, that sounds about right. Hold on. What's going on with my computer? Oh, there it is. I wonder why my punch wasn't loud. Okay. So, that's pretty much it. So, you pretty much backed up what all the other women said already. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You gave me a roundabout answer as far as why you like to get fucked up. And look, like I said, I understand. I'm being sarcastic, but at the same time, for real though, like, I understand why, you know what I'm saying? The women who have to, you know, do daddy duty on top of doing mama duty. You feel what I'm saying? I understand that, you know, when you got to go to work a whole job and come back and take care of two kids, nigga ain't around, blah, blah, and all that. You feel me? When you want to go out and you feel like, goddamn it, you work hard, you going to motherfucking play hard. I dig that. I get that. The one thing, I guess the most disturbing part of what I'm saying tonight is the fact that a lot of you women feel like you don't want to really check out a guy who doesn't really drink like that. You know, it's not going to work. And I'm like, a lot of the same women who said that have posted or tweeted on their social network about the lack of men, the lack of available men. Okay, so if you're going to make that a requirement, I don't know what else to fucking tell you, but all I can do is this. All right, stand by, Michigan girl. All right. Raspy, what's happening, homie?
What it do?
You're calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. T. Lewis on deck. 347-934-0966. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 177. Party girls. Raspy, you like party girls?
Whoa. To an extent.
To an extent? What you mean? What you doing?
Let me see. From what I've been hearing in the past little 20 minutes, from what I've been hearing from the party girls you described, I don't like them. I don't like them.
I mean, all they do is go to work, go home, go out. I mean, they go to work, they come home, take care of their kids and shit. And on the weekends, when they go out with their girl, they get into it. They gonna get fucked up. They might smoke a little weed, pop a pill or something, whatever they want to do. They pay for it. They independent women. Why not?
Independent in my book is not that.
Why not?
I define independent women totally different.
That's a whole other show. Oh, let's go to the question. You know what I'm saying? Do you think women are getting wasted more these days? And if so, why do you think they are?
Which I know
they are, and I feel that they're doing it because everyone else is doing it. Like someone said earlier, it's more acceptable. But just because someone else do it, don't mean you should do it. Start thinking for themselves. Just because it's more acceptable by the general public don't mean, well, hey, they don't mind. Everybody's just going to do it just anyway. Everybody else going to do it, so shit, I might as well do it too. What they eat don't make you shit, basically.
Right. That's true, but I mean, you know.
It's true.
It's true. That's true. What everybody, just because it is socially acceptable, I feel that way about homosexuality. Yeah, it's more socially acceptable, but that doesn't necessarily make it right in my book.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree.
So, you know, that's how I feel about it. You feel me? But the thing about it is, these women, some of them have no other recourse. I mean, I'd rather for the woman to go out fucked up, you feel what I'm saying, to get shit-faced, you know what I'm saying, and deal with that stress that way, than to take it out on her kids, to take it out on herself. You feel what I'm saying? To stay in a relationship with a guy who's abusive because she doesn't want to go out and work and take care of her own goddamn self. So, you know what I'm saying? So she's just staying at home. What do you want him to do?
You see, we need to stop giving those passes. She, you know what I'm saying? She needs to be more creative with her mind and use her mind more and find her something she can do that can be more beneficial to her than all the other things that you said. There's more shit to life than that. They just, people these days like to put themselves in that certain box and don't want to step outside that box.
I'm just trying to defend the party girls, because once again, I freaking
love
them.
You know.
I freaking love them. Because I like to party myself, and I like to go out and have a good time with them. Love party girls.
There's a difference between going out and having a good time and getting shit-faced, too. It's a big difference.
I might be shit-facing with him, and we're just going to be shit-facing together. And we're going to make it home safe, and when we get home... So I love party girls. Let me go to the next question, Raspy. Do you think it's unladylike for a woman to get shit-faced in public? I don't even know why I'm asking. I don't even know the answer.
Yeah, you already know the answer to that question. Okay. You just told it to somebody. You can't stop being a lady. You can't. A lady is not a switch you can turn on and off.
Well, Michigan girl would disagree. She said you can't turn off being a woman, but you can turn off being a lady. You don't have to be a lady.
You can choose not to you can make that decision on not to be ladylike. You can make that conscious decision or use the alcohol as an excuse, that we do so much, use excuses. But in the end, you know what I'm saying? That's no excuse. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for nothing that we do that may be wrong, except that we did it because we wanted to do it.
Okay. So do you think someone who likes to get shit-faced should be in a relationship with someone who doesn't even drink at all?
They're going to turn unattractive sooner or later. Regardless, it's going to turn unattractive sooner. Whether it's the man who gets shit-faced or the other woman who gets shit-faced, sooner or later they're going to turn unattractive to one or whoever don't drink. So if you say get shit-faced all the time, that shit going to get unattractive.
And then, the other person who doesn't like to drink all the time and don't want to party with the other person is going to turn unattractive to them.
Unattractive, yeah. So
maybe.
Basically a waste of time.
But then again, like I said, we've got these issues with our black families are in shambles, and if that's going to be something that stops you from being in a relationship, that's petty as fuck.
But listen to this, like you were saying, like the black folks, our relationships, our families are in shambles. Maybe the person who getting shit-faced all the time needs to take a look at themselves and see that all they want to do is get shit-faced. How the fuck am I going to keep my family together if all I want to do is get shit-faced?
Well, it's not every day. It's on the weekends, on Saturday. You know, they've been at hard work. They worked hard all week.
All right,
happy
now,
hour, maybe on hump day.
Just
maybe
you
Friday.
All week, you acting like you working all week is something that you're not supposed to do.
I hated my motherfucking job enough to where I want to leave that motherfucker and go get fucked up just because I got to deal with them bitches for 40 hours a motherfucking week. Okay, yeah, because I hated my motherfucking job. I did it because I had to, and I know a lot of other women.
You know, you got to do what you got to do in order to do what you want to do.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
work,
I want
to... Working is not a... working, going to work, that's not something that's like, oh, man, I ain't got to go to work. That's a living necessity. You go to work to make your money, to make your living. You get a career. So you're not doing nothing that no one else is doing. You're using that you have to go to work and you don't like your job as an excuse to go get shit-faced. That's the excuse. That's still coming right back to making fucking excuses.
Okay. All right. So, all right. I see what you're saying. It's But, I mean, I'm just saying, I get wasted, but I don't let the liquor control me. I don't do it every day, but when I party, I party, I have fun. I'm not mad at these women who go out and party and have fun. I do take issue with the ones who say they don't want to date the guys who don't drink at all, because you might be passing bypassing a pretty good dude because of that. But I'm not gonna be too hard on these women who go out and get fucked up and get wasted.
Man, and once you get to a certain age, going out every weekend is... That's unattractive, too, once you get to a certain age. Going to get shit-faced every weekend.
That's who? What if they ain't got no man at home? Who the fuck? Why the fuck can they go out?
Every weekend.
Why? Well, they ain't got shit to do. I mean, unless
they
think maybe...
They got shit to do. They have shit to do. Like I said, I'm lately like to get shit-faced to me. I can only speak for how I see things and how I feel about things. To me, is I really like to get shit-faced in public. So if you're going to get shit-faced every weekend, you know, if you, for one, it's already on later, like for two, it's every weekend. Then you're at a certain age, it's like, oh, man,
all right.
I'm off that shit.
All right. That's Rasky Rawls. See you. Stay on the line, homie, because I might go into overdrive. I got people on the line.
Yeah,
I'm
up. Beacon, muted.
All right. See you, Lewis.
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Man, y'all got me tripping over here. It's all defending the party girls.
I'm defending the party. Look, party girls, I got your motherfucking back. Y'all my motherfucker. All right? Fuck what they talking about. Fuck that shit. All right? If don't nobody fuck with y'all, y'all my motherfucking niggas. If y'all don't get no bigger, party girls, K100, Blizzard, I fuck with you. Do what you do, boo.
I got one thing before I get started, though. I was listening online and I heard Young Pat said he ain't found a woman that came out drinking. Young Pat must ain't party with no German chick.
Young Pat never party with Michigan girl. I got my money on her. That's because I party with her. Got my money on Michigan girl. Right, Michigan girl? You want to make that bet? Can you make me some change? Huh? Michigan girl. Look, I got $50 Michigan girl can drink Young Pat under the motherfucking table. Who wrote it? Young Pat.
Whoa.
Who wrote
it? Young Pat. I'm good.
I'm good.
I got some money on Michigan girl. I bet she can drink you under the table, shorty.
Hold up, bro.
Just telling you now. I done party with both of you. You was on lean in the VIP. You was fucked up. You ain't drank that much.
Yeah.
She could have walked out of that motherfucker in high heels with the amount of liquor you drunk. I put that on everything.
Now,
I'm just telling you, man. She could drink twice what you drunk and walk out in stilettos. I know her personally. I part
now,
of her
blizzard.
A whole bunch
blizzard.
Of times. But,
don't nobody realize when I started drinking at like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I don't quit until I go to sleep.
$50 on Michigan Girl. We're gonna have next time the K100 pop scenario pop off. Next party is Michigan Girl against Young Pat. Whoever the fuck
right.
I got my money on Michigan Girl. And there it's settled. T. Lewis. Let me go to T. Lewis.
Yeah.
T. Lewis. I'm telling
you,
dog. Put your money on Michigan Girl, Charlie. I'm telling you. You don't want to lose that money like that, homie. All right. Episode 177. Party Girls. So T. Lewis, question number one. Do you think women are getting wasted more these days? And if so, why?
Oh, yeah. I think so. I think a lot of people said something earlier when I heard people talking about you got a lot of women that's taking on more responsibilities and stuff like that. Now in some cases, on the flip side to that is, though, when you're talking about taking on more responsibilities, I think they're taking on just about the same because if you think about it, even when the man was in the home back in the day, the women still did most of the work in the home anyway. The man just went to work, took off his shoes, and then went to bed, went to sleep because he had to work most of the time while the women stayed home. I think women just doing it now because societal rules have changed about how women conduct themselves, and they just do it because they can now, to be honest.
But societal rules has changed, but you just had a whole line full of women who said they don't think it's ladylike. It's like, yeah, society has accepted it, but for the most, but then again, you still got people, all the women on the line saying, yeah, it is unladylike though. But it's just like,
yeah,
like they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't think it's ladylike, and like I said, I don't think they care either.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess at the end of the day, it's what you really got to roll with, because they know it's unladylike, and even if it's become more socially acceptable, they can admit themselves it's unladylike, but yet still all of them is like, fuck it, they do it anyway. So,
right.
I guess that's where you got to be with it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, next question. I'm going to come to your line, Key. Hold on a second. So, next question. Next question is, do you think it's unladylike for a woman to get shit-faced in public?
Say that again. Think it's unladylike for what?
Do you think it's unladylike for a woman to get shit-faced in public?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because it ain't nothing. Man, I'm going to tell you, man, even there was nothing that I hated. Like, when I used to, I was never really a club person like that anyway, y'all. But the times that I did go, and then you see, like, a nice-looking female, and, man, she just takes it to the head. I ain't saying, like, Michigan Girl or anything like that. But let's say she's drunk as much as Michigan Girl, and she just hammered. People having to take her out of the club. It's almost like she sprained an ankle or tore an ACL. She can't even walk. They taking off the field, basically. She can't even play no more. Man, that just, I mean, like Raffy said, that's just unattractive. You don't even want to look at a chick no more. I mean, the only thing she good for once you see that is, I mean, she ain't giving you no head or anything like that. You ain't looking at her any other way, really. And in some cases, some dudes don't even want to mess with a chick like that when they see that.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. question number three. You get wasted and you know, or the chick or whoever, whichever party likes to get wasted, they like to go out and party and get wasted. Should they pursue a relationship with somebody who doesn't drink at all?
I think Michigan Girl was the only one to say that it could work. At first, I thought that it could. I seen one situation where it worked, and the couple ended up getting married because, I mean, the dude ended up coming out on top. She got wasted, like, every weekend with her friends, and, like, they used to, like, to go traveling all over the place just to see places they'd never been. Man, they used to pay for this cat plane ticket and everything to go everywhere, so he was coming out like a fat rat. So, I mean, it was good for him because he was the designated driver all the time. I mean, they went to the Bahamas, they went to Morocco, places like that, and they paid for him to go because he's going to be designated driver.
Right.
But for the most part, you don't hardly see that, though. So I got to say no. Because most times women going to look at that dude as a lame.
Like this? Yeah.
I mean, I had a situation where one time, we ended up being cool later on. I met this one chick, and I really didn't drink. I mean, I really don't drink that much now, but I can drink stuff that, I can drink hard liquor, and it really don't bother me like that, but I don't drink it that much. But she thought, because I told her I didn't drink that much, she took it as if I don't drink at all, and she thought I was like something like lame or something. I was like, dang, that's crazy. And
yeah.
After she got to know me and everything, we was all cool, but for the most part, I don't think so.
Okay, I just don't suggest it. It can work, but I just stay away from it. That's my official stance. If you can meet somebody that you know, it'll be easy for you if they drink a little bit. They ain't got to get fucked up, but if they can just drink socially. So when y'all go out, they say you have 4 drinks today, one. As long as they got one and you feel like you ain't drinking alone, that's good enough. That's cool. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you get white boy, white girl wasted and the other person don't, I don't think it's going to work.
Right. All right, homie, stand by real quick. Let me open up Key's line. She's been hitting the number one, and also Shay. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yes, Key.
Man, it's crazy just even listening to y'all talk. And it was, like I said, well, my cousins used to tell me growing up. And every time you be like, yeah, I love party girls, and you playing the fucking sound behind because that's what niggas be thinking about whenever they see it.
Because women like to fuck when they get drunk. You said
the thing too is I like to when I'm not. I just started drinking. I went years in love. So they don't. It's like it might enhance it, but still it's like.
Okay.
I don't know. That's I don't know. That's it's crazy. It's
not
real crazy.
Not that I can't like a party girl for the person that she really is and the actual woman that she is. On top of that. You feel me? It's not like,
but it's like, but you put more emphasis. You put more emphasis on the fact that I like you because you gonna get some pussy.
I'm putting that emphasis because it's fucking K100 radio.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
I mean,
and I think, but you know what? For real though, I think it's sad that you know we even kind of like as a people think that if somebody don't drink or whatever, that they lame or whatever. I think that's real crazy.
And
I may be only saying that because for a long time I didn't drink, but I wasn't lame. I was still the life of the party, but it didn't make me lame because I didn't drink. And, like, even, like, now I'm on my little down slope where I'm not drinking as much. It's like it don't make me lame because I don't like to drink so much. I mean, I still know how to have fun without being drunk and wasted.
Yeah,
and I know plenty of men that can. They know how to have fun too, and they don't have to be fucked up. And actually, they treat you better than the ones who be fucked up all the time.
Maybe not. Who knows? I know.
Nah, I know some who don't drink or smoke, and they treat you very well. And they, as opposed to the ones you meet out, and they've been drinking, and like you said, all they're talking about is want to fuck.
No. But you said the ones who don't drink necessarily treat you well. I know niggas who don't drink and cheat on their wife. So what the fuck does that mean?
I mean, I know that. I mean, when I'm saying like it's in a dating type scene, like you saying, but in the same token, you saying women out here like where the good men, where this, where that.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
I mean, men as a whole are gonna be men. But like I said, I still find that the ones that don't drink or smoke because they're more focused on other things like their career and all kind of other stuff. So they tend to be a little more level head, a little more focused. Not saying that people who drink can't be level head and focused, but I can tell the difference between the two.
Okay. Michigan girl, you had wanted to add something? Shay, you wanted to add something?
Yeah, I was just wanted to add, had something to say about Rassi was online talking about, you know, you can't just turn off being a lady. Whatever. I beg to differ. You can be a woman all day long. You don't have to be a lady just to be a woman. I mean, you know, every female is a woman. Just like every man may not necessarily be a gentleman all the time, every woman or female don't necessarily have to be a lady. And two, how are you going to sit up here and talk about, you know, you don't want no party girl or whatever, but, well, if you want a girl getting all freaky and shit and sucking your dick and all that, you know, if you want a 2011 woman, and you want to get your mind out of the 1940s because women do a
well,
lot more things.
Well, every woman that loves to fucking suck dick and shit don't have to drink now. I mean, come on.
No, but, you know, sometimes it all goes in with partying.
And sometimes it just goes in because you just like to fucking suck a dick. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But my point was, you know, you don't, every woman don't necessarily have to be a lady. So the two don't go hand in hand. That was my
exactly.
main point right there.
You
the
don't
two
have
do
to
not go hand in hand.
No, every woman ain't a lady. You know, I know that for a fact. Some of y'all are hoes. Straight the fuck up. We know that. Hold on a second, real quick. Don't hang up. Nobody hang up. Everybody stand by real quick. Coming to the last part of the show, I'm going to go into a little bit of after party, but if you listen to me on the phone lines, you got like 30 seconds to dial 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. You got to be on the phone lines to continue the show. You need to make sure you stay somewhere where you won't get disconnected, because I can't dial you back out, and you can't dial back in after 10 p.m., which is 20. All right? 347-934-0966. I'm going to continue the conversation just for a little bit longer over at the party because people had some other points they wanted to make real quick. All right? So back to the phone lines. Michigan girl, did you hit number one? What did you want to say?
Yeah, I was just going to actually agree with Shay when Rafi was talking about you can't turn off being a lady. I'm going to need him to look at the definition of a lady, because – the definition of lady is a woman who is refined, polite, and well-spoken. The second definition is a woman of high social position or economic class. So, therefore, every woman is not a lady. So, right, but what I'm saying is, and that's why I said, we all are women. You born a woman, you born female, but every woman is not a lady, and every female is not a lady.
The question is, the problem and the question is, when it comes to pertaining to this particular question and that particular stance is, the women wants to be treated like ladies when it's fucking convenient. You want to be treated like a lady sometimes. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's
but we didn't act like a lady.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
But we didn't deny that part. We all, pretty much everybody said it's not ladylike to, you know, be shit-faced or wasted or whatever
right.
you want to call it in public.
Uh-huh.
He was saying you can't turn it off, and actually you can't turn on and off being a lady. All
right. So right now, everybody stand by. Don't hang up, though. Don't hang up. You feel me? Matter of fact, I was going to do something, but I'm not even going to do that. I'm just going to go ahead and go to the I'm going to open up the phone lines. If you want to talk right now, I need you to do two things. I'm going to open up the phone lines. You need to hit the number one if you're on the line. B, you need to mute your background. So if you got the radio in the background, listen, if you got the kids in the background crying and shit, you feel what I'm saying? Mute your background and shit. And you need to hit the number one, not open up your phone lines, all right? So I can have a conversation. And this is where I open up the phone lines and let the callers talk to each other, not just me talk to them. All right, so Billy's still on the line. I'm going to open up his line because his hand is up. So is Shay, so is Key, so is T. Lewis, so is Michigan Girl, so is Ruby Candy. Now, I got six other people on the phone lines. You guys got to hit the number one or you guys will get dumped out of here. You feel me? But if you don't want to talk, if you don't want to engage or whatever, let me know. But you got to mute your background to open up your phone lines, but I won't let you ride out for so long, all right? Private caller, you on the line. But you got a lot of background, so I'm muting the back. It sounds like you're driving or something. Roll your window up. Private caller?
Give me a Peaches. I'm sorry, baby. Hold on.
Oh, okay. All right. Miss, where the hell you been?
What's up?
Where the hell you been? Somewhere shit, baby?
I listen to you all the time. I just thought I can't talk sometimes.
Oh, okay. I was making sure you weren't Alcoholics Anonymous. What's been going on, man? Long time no hear. Hey! What it do? My dog. I'm glad you called back to the show. I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm glad you all right.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Do you get shit-faced by any chance?
Now, let me tell you about it.
Okay, go ahead and speak your piece while I open up all the mic lines. And then I'm open up everybody's mic. Go ahead and speak your piece.
Well, this is how it is for me.
Uh-huh.
I used to be a real party girl. And I'm talking about party girl.
Right.
But I done slowed down, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. I don't see nothing wrong with getting shit-faced every now and then, having fun, or whatever. But, you know, I personally, I don't do that shit no more.
I mean,
I used
you
to party.
Right? Proud of it, basically. You proud of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm an ex-pill popper, weed smoker, all that.
Right,
but,
right, right.
You know, I don't do all that no more.
So So let me ask you, you retired. Do you think this generation of women, the next generation of women, getting more wasted than the other ones? Are more women getting wasted nowadays? And if they are, why do you think they are? Well, actually, I know they are, but why do you think they are?
Hell yeah, they are, because it's just a whole nother, it's a whole nother scene in 2011. In the 21st century, it's a whole nother scene. Women doing a whole bunch of shit that they ain't used to do, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them, I think it's cool, you know what I'm saying, to being with the in crowd. I'm just going to keep it real. Like, for instance, when I first started smoking weed, I'm 37 years old. So when I first started smoking weed, no females weren't really smoking no weed, you know what I'm saying? Like, they weren't. But soon as damn Snoop and Dre came out with the Chronic, everybody was smoking weed. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Everybody started popping pills at a point, you know? So it's just like, it's just the time. And that's just how it just is. Yeah.
Okay, so next question is, before do you think it's unladylike for a woman to get shit-faced in public?
Yeah, I do think it's unladylike.
Okay.
It is unladylike. But it's okay sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to just let your guard down and then
have
a good time.
Okay, go home and fuck a nigga on the first night you meet him at the club. Fuck it, Johnny. We all get one.
Oh, yeah, everybody, I was listening to that show right now. I must say that I done did that before. I done, you might not have met a motherfucker in the club and fucked them on the first night. Well, you done met a motherfucker somewhere and fucked them on the first night.
Fight week,
even if
freak.
It was the first date. I mean, you know what I'm saying? This shit is the first night. It's just the first date. So,
barbecue.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well.
Right. So, next one. If you don't get shit faced, or you do get shit faced, do you think you should try and deal with somebody who don't drink at all, or don't do any kind of drugs?
It depends on the person. It really depends on the person. Like, I got a homegirl that don't drink, don't smoke, don't do nothing, but she a cool ass broad. She used to be the designated driver. We smoke weed. She be like, ooh, that smell like some good weed, y'all. You know what I'm saying? She was just cool like that. The niggas she fucked with was the type of niggas that was some fun guys. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They got fucked up or whatever.
Oh, we got a name. We got a name. We call us fun guys? Am I a fun
guy? Just like y'all call her. Just like y'all call a girl fun girl, party girl, fun girl.
So what are the guys who don't drink and smoke? The lame niggas?
You know, I wouldn't say they lame, because I know some cool-ass niggas that don't drink. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to say they lame. Some can be lame. Hell, I know some lame-ass drunk niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, shit.
Miss Paige ass. All right, let's get to it. Ruby, Michigan Girl, T. Lewis, Key, Shay, Billy. All of you guys' mics are open. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the after party. I ain't had one of these in a minute. You guys' mics are open. Let's have at it. Anybody want to address anything somebody else said?
After the show, it's the after party.
It's the after party.
I don't care about the
Go ahead. Go ahead, T-Louis. What you got to say?
Man, I'm from my experience from chicks that drink, I don't care across the board. I personally think that most women that drink get hornier when they drink. That is period, point blank. I believe.
We already said that.
Hell
yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's just
like
niggas that drink.
Without drinking, you just
hornier
without alcohol.
I mean, and even the chicks that just like to get it in all the time. I don't care. I'm not gonna get here on the call earlier, but it goes to another level. And I'm like,
hey, drunk sex is the best sex ever besides makeup sex and sex in the morning. That's all I'm going to say. Drunk sex is the best sex. And morning sex is number two. Makeup sex is number three.
That ain't the best.
You have sex when you drunk, you talk all kinds of shit, pull kinds of hair, smack all kinds of ass. Some teeth going to be. Well, I ain't never knocked no girl teeth out when I was.
Ain't nobody talking. Talking if you drunk. Ain't nobody gonna be talking.
Hey, but you just never know what's gonna happen when you drunk. You'd be like, damn, dude, really do that shit? Like
that ain't the best thing to me.
why is my leg shaking this way? Like, how come I can't walk? You know?
I put my titties back and lower than the other one.
You know, what did you do? You fucked the shit out of this motherfucker. You know, it just be like that when you drunk. You know, you be having some all kinds of wild shit. You don't even know your shit recorded on somebody's Droid phone, you know?
Wake up, feeling a little different.
When you drunk, you do all the shit you want to do anyway.
Thank you.
You're scared to do when you're sober.
Somebody's K-100 women do that shit damn way.
Look, everybody grandma be saying back in the day, when you drunk, the truth come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. You will see the
sober mind. It's going to come out. But when you're sober, that's when you think it.
Yeah, that's when you say, oh, I better not ride him backwards yet. This our first time.
Next thing you know.
When you drunk, you ain't got to
pop on and spin around.
Oh man!
So I mean, what do you guys think, ladies? Is drunk sex better than sober sex?
Sometimes, yeah.
It depends.
It's sloppier.
Sloppier? What you mean?
It's
sloppier.
Nastier.
Give a sloppier handshake.
Yeah, just getting it in, just slobbing and slopping and slapping and just.
Hey, when you wake up in the morning, it's still gonna smell like
juice every damn
where. You wake up in the morning, it's not. 5 minutes ago when y'all did it 8 hours ago.
I don't know about all that. Wake up still in the same damn positions, like, what happened?
I think
the drunk sex like somebody alluded to, it just makes you just give a fuck that much less. You can be a freak already by nature, whatever, but when you got that drunk ass sex going on, you feel me? You be like, fuck it. If you're a chick, you kind of take it up the ass there now and again. Now you tell a nigga to ram it up your ass. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I'm like,
you know what I'm saying? When you fuck.
I don't know. I did that before and I was totally sober.
I thought we all did it. I'm just saying, like, for me, when I'm sober, I'm not a real big fan of anal sex. Not a big fan at all. I've done it once or twice when I was sober. I'm never really a fan of it. But when I'm drunk, shit.
Hey, all the holes look the same.
Shit, like a pussy dude. This shit didn't work like a pussy, dude. I don't know how or why, but that shit shots the hell out of me.
Just because they don't feel that pain. You can just beat that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a pussy.
Damn right.
Feel that pain. The next day they do, though, they be like, God damn, nigga. You know what I'm saying? They mess myself up. You can't shit for 2 days. You know what I'm saying? Man, you know what I'm saying?
Look, when I'm drunk, I'm on every nook and cranny on the female. Shit.
You take cold baths and take some cool baths.
Yeah.
Why you like party girl?
I love party girls because I like to party myself. You feel me? And when I'm out having a good time and I'm drinking and shit, don't get me wrong. I know there's people who can have a good time, and I got a couple friends who don't drink a lot. You feel me? And I don't like people who don't drink. Period. Not that I don't like them, but you ain't gotta get wasted like me. I just like you for you to have a drink in your motherfucking hand with me. You feel what I'm saying? And so.
I feel you 100.
Not that I got nothing against people who don't get fucked up. And as far as party girls, like I said, I love to fuck. I love sex. And party girls have that drunk extra oomph with that drunk sex that come with girls at party like that. You feel me? And like we just had a conversation. We know it's a distinct difference between that kind of sex. Straight the fuck up. And I like that shit. So I like it.
It's fun, girls.
Yeah, I don't like
to
you know what I'm saying? If they can't handle their liquor to the point where they can't goddamn, where they want to talk some shit or they want to get disrespectful, I don't like that kind of shit. But that's just called not having good. That ain't the same thing.
I put it like this. If I ever have a female get drunk with me, and I have females who got drunk with me but pass out before I do, guess what? I'm waking them up the right way. I'm like, you ain't going to sleep on me, and I'm ready, you ain't.
You really your dick in their mouth, huh?
They might have just needed a power nap. It happened to men, too. Y'all need double power nap sometimes.
Oh, yeah, shit. I done got woken up when I passed out before a chick did. Guess what? I woke right on up. I'm like, hey.
Woke up smiling, didn't you?
Sure did.
Yeah, okay.
Morning in the sunshine on my face.
All those on your face.
Glaze on that nigga face. That nigga face sticky as hell.
All right.
Sounded like the sun.
Hey, Blizzard, why you think I got all these hairs on my chin, nigga?
You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy.
Make your teeth strong. Make your gums strong.
Oh, man. Yeah, let y'all tell y'all say anything to get y'all pussy 8 extra. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all say shit.
Yeah, wow.
I think I go a little more ham on the pussy when I'm giving a chick some face when I'm drunk. So I mean that's why they like me when I'm they like the fun guys. They like fun guys.
Fun guys.
Okay. I think I go a little harder with the head because I give a fuck less. You know what I'm saying? Liquor makes you give a fuck less about everything. You just don't give a fuck. You just give that much less of a fuck. So you don't.
That's why you get sloppy with it because you don't care what you look like no more. You ain't trying to be cute. You ain't trying to worry about getting too much glaze on your face. You just getting it in.
Go ahead.
That's basically what it is.
Hey, listen, let me ask you a question, homie. Have you ever been drunk to the point where your people are like, nah, I don't know.
What you mean? Yo, oh. Oh, you mean out in public where they start acting so stupid and you be like, man, I don't even know them like that?
Yo.
Not that I don't know them, but I'm just walking away and I ain't fucking with you right now, nigga, because you tripping. You feel what I'm saying? I still know you, nigga.
Not like starting no static with anybody, but just partying too damn much. Would it be like, nah, I don't know that cat. I don't know why he acting like that. You know what I'm saying? He just, you know.
You can't do that. That's your homie, you know, came with them to the thing, to the set. You can't do that shit. You can't leave your homie like that.
I've done it.
I had one of those moments. My homegirls went out, and me and one of them, we ended up dancing up on the bar, like Coyote Ugly style dancing up on the bar. They was trying to throw money at us while we was working there. And the other girl was like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe they on the bar. It was fun, though, until my friend fell off.
That is my friend stripping in the club on top of the table. She left the club. All she had on was her shirt. Luckily, it was long enough to cover her ass. We still don't know what happened to her skirt, her belt, and that's all she cared about the next morning. She was like, I paid $40 for that belt. Where's my damn belt? I'm like, bitch, you don't care. Everybody was seeing your ass and all of that. Come on now.
Those are good times.
Those are good times, yeah.
I ain't never got that wasted or that drunk while I was stripping in the club and none of that stuff.
Oh, no, I kid you not.
Hell no.
I got so wasted when I was in Bourbon Street, Jacksonville. I got so wasted to the point where, hell, I was stripping and I was in my damn drawers. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
All the girls sitting there like, oh, shit, trying to fill my shit up and everything. I'm like, okay, never mind. Okay, I see where I'm at right now. Security approaching. You go ahead.
I ain't never got so fucked up where I don't remember the shit from the next day, or I don't know what I'm doing when I'm doing it. I know all the shit I'm doing when I'm doing it, and I remember all the shit the next day. I just ain't, and I done been fucked up.
Hey, look, I remember everything when I'm doing it. I just don't remember when I black out.
I only not remembered one time. That's when I woke up in the back seat of a car. Every other time,
uh-oh,
I remembered everything.
Girl, you woke up and you had your clothes on?
Yeah, but then when I woke up at home, I only had on my T-shirt and panties, and I don't know how even I got from the car to upstairs. I just remember waking up. I was with my ex at the time and a whole bunch of our friends. Everybody was when I finally got my friends to go downstairs, it was naked people all over the place. So.
Oh, you got a train ran on you.
I was upstairs locked in my room. The door was locked, so nobody could come in with me.
Oh, really?
Dang. So your ass was downstairs with all the nigga people while you was upstairs passed out.
Honestly, I don't know. He probably took all kinds of advantage of me, and I don't even remember it. To this day, I don't remember. But I remember when I woke up, my bedroom door was locked, so at least nobody else could come in there and take advantage of me.
Yeah, because they already got
downstairs, girl.
They got the door on the way out, that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
It was half there. He was making sure your ass didn't get out.
Oh, man. That was wild.
Big difference. It is a big difference in being somewhere like a house party like he had not too long ago, and then being out in the club. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like if you're in a setting where you got friends or whatever, and then you got people that's there that's gonna look out, you know, you good or whatever. I don't mind a chick getting fucked up like that right there because it's different. But if she's out in the club and shit, that's a whole different thing. So it is a distinction about where you at, especially if you're in the confines of your own home and you the motherfucker throwing the party and it's your shit. You can get fucking whatever level of waste that you want to because you ain't got to go do nothing but put in the bed. You feel
that
what I'm
I
saying?
Was.
I mean, so you know.
It is no holds barred a house party. No holds barred.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But that's not the same thing because, you know, let's just keep it 100. Even on the safe side and everything, I recently drove home fucking Saturday night, so way too fucked up to be driving. Like, when I looked at my car the next day, I was parked like, nigga, I don't even know how the fuck I even parked the car. Like, the car was in two spaces, and I was just fucked up. I don't even remember driving home from the club. You feel what I'm saying? And that's dangerous. I really shouldn't do shit like that. But what am I going to do? I'm a fun guy.
Call your designated driver. That's what you're going to do next time.
No, next time I'm just going to get in my fucking car and drive.
Blue, what we're going to do with you?
That's exactly what's going to
happen. Hey, I drive wasted all the time. Thankfully, I've never got a DUI. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Really? I've never got a DUI.
Oh.
Yeah.
I done went to jail, y'all. And let me tell you, I was coming from a little after I was back. And I was coming from the cave. Anybody out in Atlanta might know about the cave, but anyway, I was coming from the cave. I was fucked up. I'm fucked up now, but
I knew it.
I ain't got a word of mine. Yeah.
I got my glass of wine.
That's
I got
my
glass
my
of wine
right now.
Right here. I got the wine right here. I just got off work.
Miss Peach, are you ready to
tell you?
I'm on my beers, too. I ain't got to work for the next 2 days.
Let me tell you about when I got stopped. They're coming from the club now. So I didn't even get 10 feet from the club. I got in my car. And, like, they watched me stagger my ass out the door. In my car. Crank up and pull out the parking lot. And they stopped my ass. And he said, have you been drinking? I said, no. I said, yeah, I had one beer. He said, well, ma'am, I smell it all over you. He made me get out. I didn't do no field sobriety test, no shit like that. I was just too fucked up. Luckily, he didn't charge me with DUI. But he did take me to jail. I had to spend the night in DeKalb County. But
they put you in DUI.
Yeah, that's the cause I came against a DUI. But I was fucked up, and he was talking to me, and I was falling asleep in the back seat. And I was fucked up.
Well, it was all for real.
Miss
it was
Peach.
Super Bowl.
At least
Miss
you
Peach.
Were safe.
Peaches, are you on Facebook?
I am, but I have to remain anonymous for certain reasons.
I introduce myself to you, though. I don't want to know nothing. You need to be anonymous?
Yeah.
Cool.
You got to be anonymous. But y'all cool.
No, I don't want to know.
Okay, but I got another question for y'all. Whoever seen somebody so drunk up in the club, they passed out.
I've seen somebody. I used to hang with somebody that used to pass out all the time in the club.
That shit ain't cool.
It is not cool. It's so not cool.
It was a motherfucker at Key House Party. I know y'all saw the pictures. It was this nigga at Key House Party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, look, I put it like this. I'll invite y'all to my Facebook page. And you see the kid put me out there. I passed out. I don't know how I passed out. Okay, but look on my Facebook. I'm William the Chosen Phoenix on my Facebook, and you see the kid put my picture on the tag, and one got a plate, one got the kid pointing at me, talking about, look at him, and his old lady, Kat Johnson, is promoter. You know, they got my ass out there. They even recorded a video on me looking. I was just gone.
Wow.
I don't know how I passed out.
YouTube
it.
Was that this past weekend?
Yeah, that was at her pajama party. But see, ain't nobody really come because I think one of her people was promoting a party in Folkston, Georgia, at Little Hole in the Wall Club there. So that kind of cut the guest short. Otherwise, I would have been elsewhere with some other chick. But I just left on the couch by my damn self.
I'm trying to find the picture, but I don't see it, though. You feel me? I was going to goddamn, I look for it.
I got some of the statuses, but so like, go, like, you just scroll, you'll find it, you'll see it.
Yeah, I know.
You'll find it, you'll see it.
I'm trying to share it. I didn't really, I saw it, but then I really just, oh, I see it. Oh.
Yep.
And
I didn't even know the nigga did me like that till I seen I came back home.
Hey, did you like the girls did that guy? The girls posing with him, pointing and fucking with you. Yeah. You fucked up. You had me gone, man.
I was on that.
I was high, I had
fucking Nouveau and it's a rock.
He's looking like the guy at Keith's party at this point.
Hey, y'all remember the first time y'all got drunk?
I do, and I wanted to kill myself. I wanted to fucking die, nigga. I wanted to die. On Cisco, nigga. On Cisco. What?
I bought some chicken the very first time of Cisco.
I was mad, though.
I was in Cisco.
Who said mad dog? That was me. I said mad dog.
I was on Incredible Hulk. That was my first drink. And I was 17
damn.
That time. And everybody in my neighborhood used to come to my house. And I was at like a little club in my room. So my mom and baby daddy, you know, he introduced me to Incredible Hulk. And I never knew what it was mixed with then that I do now. But Incredible Hulk, I fell in love with it because that shit was so sweet and smooth. And
shit.
Alcoholic Kool-Aid.
Yeah, we played nothing but fucking Pat Detroit all damn night. We got fucked. It was hot in my fucking room. I had to lift the window up. The sweat was coming out. The steam was coming out my room. So many black people was in that bitch. You know?
That black attract heat.
Exactly. Yep. All
that
right.
Shit was looking like salt.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm getting ready to end the show. You feel what I'm saying? But before I end the show, I'm going to end the show with a song tonight. And after that, I'm closing out. So if you guys want to check out the song, stay on it. Stay on the line. Hang out. Listen to the joint. And then I'm going to ride out into the sunset after that. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to episode 177 of K100 Internet Radio. You dig? Party girls.
Woo! Bye, guys.
And on that note, I'm going to let y'all ladies ride out. Y'all ride out and sip on some Patron. Blizzum, she got it. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Thanks for tuning in to the show. Holla!